KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. For a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Okay, so another very popular one is cucumbers. Cucumbers grow, you know, they'll grow crazy if you let them. Now, they have a number of companion plants, which one of them is the corn, like we just discussed, but pole beans, dill, nasturtium, oregano, certain types of chili peppers, radishes, sunflowers. So again, a lot of these kind of mix together, but they all benefit other plants. It's not just using them for their fruit. It's helping the others grow together. So let's get into some details here. So the beans, they actually will add some nutrients, which will aid in the cucumber growth and reduce pests from coming in there. The bean flowers actually attract pollinators that both the beans and cucumbers can share, right? That they both use. But the beans and a cucumber could also share a support, right? So when my family was in Maine, when my dad put a garden out, you know, we went big with the garden. It was like that saying, go big or go home. Well, we went big. Now, I've seen some gardens out there with some certain trellises, but my father would take an 8-foot section of chain link fence and put it at the end of certain beds. And that's where the cucumbers would grow. That's where the beans would grow. And it would be half and half. You wouldn't see the ugly look of it most of the year, but it would be there. But it was big. I mean, we're talking 8x8 section. It just covered them. You had cucumbers and beans all over, right? But you do that, and they can support each other while the beans are supporting the cucumbers by adding to the soil. Now, having the corn and cucumbers together can actually reduce cucumber insects by about 50%, right? Versus when a cucumber grows by itself. So having corn and cucumber together, they're going to work well to allow them to have less pests. Now, I mentioned with the peppers before, the nasturtium. You know, that one's a big one when it comes to cucumbers because it will trap. It's a trap plant, right? It will get the cucumber beetles, squash bugs, squash beetles, white flies, and aphids away from cucumbers. So it'll pull them away from the plant. And the nasturtium we're planting, it would be great to have the flowers because you'll get the pollinators. But it's that one right there is one that you plant just for the idea of helping protect. Another one that will repel the cucumber beetle, which a lot of people will get, would be planting radishes. You know, I'm actually a big fan of radishes. I love the tangy taste of them. I know a lot of people don't like them, but I'm a big one for that. So, few more plants here I want to discuss. I think it's very beneficial for you to know going into next season which plants you can plant together versus, you know, which plants you shouldn't. I'm giving you a great list of what you should be planting together. And another day, another time, we'll talk about what not to plant together in the garden. But lettuce. Lettuce is a crop that you probably grow multiple times throughout the season. And so you really want it to be successful. But if you have insects, you have damage, it's going to cause it so you only have one growing season of it. So it's not just, you know, it's not just like we want it to be more than just once. It's not a one and done type plant. So lettuce loves alyssum, chives, garlic, onions, oregano, peas, radishes, and thyme. Now, I want to go into more detail here, but we're going to head to a break here. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark's is volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars, see them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Is your fridge covered in yellow sticky notes? Do you still use an old-fashioned calendar with so much writing on it you can't even read what you've written? Well, parents, listen up. If you're having trouble keeping up on your kids' soccer practices and after-school activities, tech expert Carly Knobloch has details on Amazon's Kindle Scribe.
They're going to love this new note-taking companion that feels like writing on real paper. It's the Kindle Scribe. So imagine a Kindle, an e-ink reading device that everyone's familiar with, but now you can write on it. So it's a digital notebook that lets you take notes, create to-do lists, and plan your week all in one place. You can also convert handwritten notes to text, and you can also write in the margins of books that you're reading or on documents or PDFs that you're reading. So now you can really take notes wherever inspiration strikes.
Find the Kindle Scribe on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is Paul P. Garden Club at gmail.com. Again, Paul P. Garden Club at gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you guys. We're talking about companion plants in your veggie garden in particular right now. I've gone over a few. And before the break, I gave you an idea of lettuce, right? And I gave you the companion plants. Now I want to go over what they do to help that lettuce in particular. Now, alyssum. Alyssum is an annual type flower that you can plant there. But when it is planted with lettuce, it can actually help control aphids. And aphids are one that go after lettuce. Now, the chives, garlic, and onion, all really close to the same here. They deter aphids mostly, but other pests as well by, again, masking the scent of the plant there. Let's see. The one issue that happens with lettuce is the cutworms. If you plant onions near it, it can actually lead to fewer cutworms in the area. Peas, as we mentioned before with cucumbers, they add nitrogen to the soil, so it will help benefit the plants around them anyways. The radishes again, these here are a trap crop for the lettuce, and what they do is they attract the pests away from the lettuce, and they'll also enhance overall crop productivity. Excuse me. So it's just that, you know, all of these things kind of wind together, and I mentioned onions being one of these companion plants. Well, onions are also, they also need companion plants to be successful. So they're working together. Now, onions, they do well with beets, cabbage, carrots, chard, lettuce, as we mentioned, strawberries, and tomatoes. So having those guys might work to benefit them. You know, marigolds is another one. Marigolds is a very popular one as a companion plant. I didn't bring it up till now. I should have. Marigolds I think of as a pest, like a bunny repellent. But they can also be used on a number of plants to be their companion plant to help them as a pest control. You know, marigolds will actually reduce egg laying of the onion maggot fly on onions. Marigolds will also reduce nematodes in the soil and prevent root knot from like something like carrots, right? So it's, you know, the marigolds aren't for every plant, but there are multiple uses, not just a bunny repellent. A lot of people talk about when there's bunny issues, planting marigolds on the outside and keeping the bunnies out. Bunny's hungry enough, it's going to eat something, right? So one that I didn't really touch on, which is a very popular plant that everybody grows, almost everybody, is tomatoes. What plants grow well with tomatoes? Well, there's asparagus, there's basil, there's beans, there's borage, celery, marigolds again, parsley, radish, rosemary, thyme. Well, these guys are great ones to plant with your tomato plants. And so, you know, it's radishes on here a lot. Let's make it, I'm just saying radish. They're a go-to veggie here. Anyways, so what does the basil do? We you know, when I think of basil and a tomato, I think of the caprese salad. I think of the tomato, basil, and mozzarella, and some vinaigrette right on there. That just making me hungry right now. But that basil will again make the tomato healthier. It releases volatiles that prime the tomato's defense system and will actually enhance its responding to when there's an issue and a pest attacks it. So it's kind of like it's armor, if you will. It's protecting and helping that tomato plant be stronger. A couple others real quick. Borage, they attract the parasitic wasp that attacks aphids and the hornworm. It also attracts pollinators and enhances the tomato growth, taste, and disease resistance when intercropped. And then radishes is another trap crop for the flea beetles and the pest of a young tomato seedling. So just some cool stuff to discuss. We got to take another break. We'll be back in a few.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use.
So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
To digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can text or call that number. You can also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I want to welcome all the new listeners that are out there. We got a bunch of new stations that have joined us as of the beginning of the year. So welcome. I am here to help you out with all your gardening problems. And it's not just problems. I'd love to hear your successes. Everybody learns from each other's, you know, issues when it comes to the garden and their successes. Now, everybody should learn from other issues too to move on, but that's a different show, different topic. But I'm here to help you out. Call us, email us, whichever, and we'll talk about it on the show and give you some ideas of what you could be doing. We're really talking about thinking spring. Where I am in New England, it feels like this past week it snowed a bunch. We did have a bit of a warm-up, which was nice, but the beginning of the week in the previous week was real cold and snowy. And so I've just been thinking of ways to forget about what's going on outside, right? That's snow. Oof. You know, I know it serves a purpose, and I know not everybody in the country gets snow. But when you have it, it's just like, ugh, it's a downer. So let's think of some happy thoughts. Let's think of some good things to think about for this upcoming spring. Now, before we get into some more details of what you can be doing this time of year, if you want to listen to a previous show or you want to hear parts of this show that you might have missed, on Monday afternoons, everything's released to a podcast, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find it. We have a couple, 2 hours per week come out, and you'll be able to get it, like I said, Monday afternoons, and then you can hear the show on your time, right? So, let's move on. Let's think about what we can be doing in January. Well, I look at it from things that I can do in Massachusetts. I feel like there's not much I can do, especially with the snow on the ground. But if you're in an area that doesn't have snow on the ground and you have a garden that you're thinking about getting ready, maybe you're a little more south to the soil. Then where the snow line is. Think about what you can do to your garden. Whether it be, you know, fill in some of those garden spaces. Whether it be, you know, statues, lighting, or some place to attract birds. We mentioned earlier with the hornworm how it doesn't, when there are a lot of birds in the area, it usually doesn't exist because they're being picked off. Well, if you can create an area now for the birds to be attracted to that garden, think about what it's going to do to benefit your plants long term. Now, if you have blueberries, you have certain plants, you might not want to attract the birds there because blueberries, they love to eat those berries and a number of other plants as well. So, some give and take here. You can also start to, if you're in an area where the ground is, you know, not frozen, you know, in the south, this would be a good time to put some organic fertilizers in the garden to get it ready for that next season. Adding the nutrients, adding organic material might be beneficial for you. New England, northern part of the country, we're probably still waiting about 3-4 months before we get into that. But it's something to be thinking about. What we've been talking about is companion plants, but what else can you decide and begin planning for your garden in 2026? Is it a, you know, English garden? Is it a rose garden? Is it a perennial garden? Is it a garden that helps reduce mosquitoes because you're sick of going outside and having them all over you? You know, those are some things to be thinking about where we want to get these things done now. Think about it and say, all right, I'm going to have this ready for next season. Right? So it's also a good time. Your garden centers out there are resetting. They're getting into that next season. A lot of them have just gotten done with Christmas. They've cleaned up a lot of it. They're getting their new indoor inventory in stock. And so go to a garden center that has a big greenhouse. Walk around. It's always 70 degrees in a nice greenhouse at a garden center, right? Or at least it should be, just about 70. You can walk around there, see all the new plants. You know, houseplants are a big one during the winter months. And what we consider a houseplant in the northern part of the country might be just a plant that's outside in the southern part of the country. And so, hey, you're in Florida, you're in Georgia, Texas, you might be able to go to the garden center and see some of these. Whereas we got to go into a greenhouse and to warm up, but to also see some of these plants. And it's a great time of year to invest in some of those house plants. They do wonders for yourself, the feel, the air, and just an overall just good feeling that plants bring to your home. All right. The other thing you can be doing is a lot of garden centers are, they still have herbs in their garden centers, right? They're not big ones, they're smaller ones, but maybe it's like, oh, maybe I have a windowsill that I can use. Maybe I have a very sunny window. I want to have some herbs inside and grab them from a garden center. Right. I know the garden center I work for, Mahoney's Garden Center, we have herbs throughout the year. You know, they've really made a push to make sure more herbs are there because you can use them all year, depending upon how you take care of them, right? So, just something to be looking at when you go to a garden center near you. The other thing is, maybe it's time to repot some of those houseplants that you had, right? You didn't do it this fall when you brought the plants indoors because it was going to be too cold. You said, you know what? I'm going to wait. Well, what are you waiting for now? There's not much going on outside. You can't really mow the lawn. You can't do some of those things out here. Why don't you repot your houseplants that have outgrown those pots? You know, usually go up just one more size. If you're going from a 6-inch pot, you go from a 6 to an 8. You don't go from a 6 to a 12. You go to a 6 to a 7, 8, maybe a 10. You'll only go up that next size because we don't want to overwhelm your plant. We also don't want it to just stay in that area. We want it to expand. So that's why we want to repot some of our plants. Now, in areas that haven't gotten snow, or maybe the snow's thawing out because we've had some warm weather. If you have some of the leaves on your lawn still, maybe it's a good opportunity to clean up those areas. You know, I have in my yard, we did a lot of work. For those of you just learning, you're just joining us on the show, I did a lot of work on my outside over the past couple months. We took down probably close to 40 trees. I would say 75%+ had some sort of issues. We're near wetlands, so a lot of them had soggy roots and were starting to fall. So we wanted to protect the area. And I couldn't get all the trees that I wanted to get taken down. Well, a couple weeks ago, I swear it was like hurricane force winds in our area. I had a couple trees on the opposite side of the property that had some damage. They had some branches fall. One of them, the top fell, basically, it hasn't fallen yet, but it's split. And it's coming down, just haven't, where it's at in the location, I just can't get to it. But we have a lot of sticks. We have a lot of debris on the house. So with some of that warm up, or if you have a cleaned area where it's not a lot of snow and you can get to them, clean up some of that debris and get it off the lawn, right? The leaves as well. We've talked about one of the reasons why we don't leave the leaves on the lawn. We leave the leaves in the gardens. We don't leave them on the lawn because it can, in the long term, it can cause snow mold. It can cause other types of fungus going on your lawn. And so cleaning them up while you have a chance over the next couple months, if there's no snow on the ground, clean those things up. Because I know, at least in the area that I am, that windstorm we had, there were a lot of trees that fell in the area. And so I know a lot of you probably have some of those same things. Okay. So what else can we really be doing? You know, the big thing here is just planning out. I look at, you know, a lot of different websites with different veggies and herbs to look at. I love looking at the Burpee website. You know, Burpee website has so much information about each individual variety of of fruit or veggie. Now, you can go in with tomatoes. There's like hundreds of different varieties. And it has particular information about each. It is a huge database of information. I use it so often to get information, not only to pass to you, but just in general knowledge, right? So spending these winter months preparing for spring to make it so it's not so down in the dumps. January is the like one of the worst months in the year when it comes to how people feel. A lot of people get more depressed, right? It's colder. There's not as much going on outside. The sun isn't up for as long. It goes down earlier, all these things. So let's think these happy things. And my happy place is plants. My happy place is talking about the garden and helping everyone be successful. Now, really cool story that happened to me this past week. My daughter, my oldest daughter, Katie, plays basketball during the winter months. And we were walking out, and one of her friend's dad was there, and I hadn't met him before, seen him in passing. And he's like, "Hey, last name is Parent. You're Katie's dad. And was your dad Paul Parent?" And I was like, "Yeah, it is." He goes, "I grew up listening to your father." And I was just like, wow, okay. Just take it back, right? And then he said, "You know, my father still listens to you. And he tells me about you. Tells me about the stuff on air. Because he listened for years." And now I just was taken back, and we just started talking about the show and everything. And it was so cool to just somebody else that listened to my dad. And I was joking with my daughter. I didn't even get to say the joke that I always say with people. They're like, "I've been listening to your father for years." And I always look at him and say, "Well, I've been trying not to listen to him for years." But it was just one of those moments where it was like, this is why I'm doing this. To really just help everybody out. So, Mr. Vaspaloli, I just butchered your name. I've practiced the last name for 100 times. I'm glad you're listening. Any questions ever, let me know. We'll help you out. Now we're going to take a break, come back, wrap up the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to like get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do like a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find like with a schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. you'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, I think we had a great show about thinking about the future for the spring, and went into some details that I really haven't discussed before. You know, the companion plants, I've talked about, oh yeah, plant this and plant this. But I haven't gone into detail about what they do. And I think it's very important to know these things when we're growing, you know, specifically vegetable gardens, and how each one can work together and make a successful garden. You know, I talk about during the winter months houseplants and creating humidity and grouping plants together. And it's kind of just whatever plants you have, group them together. They want the humidity. And we're creating that environment versus, you know, when we talk with the veggies, we're very specific. We're not creating humidity because humidity actually isn't as good of a thing when it comes to those plants. But it's amazing how plants can work together to make others in their garden successful. It's just a really cool thing to think about when it comes down to it. That specific plants, when planted together, are going to prevent insects, which will help prevent diseases, but it will also bring pollinators to make your plants stronger because they're not only pollinated, but the surrounding plants are pollinated to allow for the whole garden to thrive. It's just such a cool, you know, look at it. You know, we kind of look at it, right? How's this going to fix this? How's this going to fix this? But let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the big picture when it comes to the garden. Right now we're talking about the veggie garden, but there are other things when you talk about perennials, shrubs, trees, that are just like that. All comes down to working together and bringing other beneficial and bringing other, you know, insects, whether it be beneficial or pollinators, to those areas to help you succeed. So it's just really cool how it works together. Now, I mentioned that, you know, I look at specific websites during the month of January, February, try to get some ideas. I'm actually headed to a trade show in Baltimore, where I'm going to be looking for some great ideas to bring back to you. Different garden centers. There's whether it be statuary or, you know, Christmas trees for next year, all those things. I'm going to this for a couple days to really get educated, see what else I can buy for the garden center I work for. But it's also, I'm going there for the education that I will from all these vendors there saying, this is what's going on for this year. This is what's going on here. So I can bring it back to you guys. So I'm really looking forward to this event and to be able to bring more to you. Last year, I brought you some information about proven winter plants, some different hydrangeas that were coming out this year. Hopefully I can get some more information, see what's coming out this year to let you guys know on that. But, you know, it's exciting to be educated in this area. And I hope that you feel that way too. I want you guys to be successful in the garden. So the end of the day, my goal for you is we work hard on the garden early. When we want to enjoy it later in the season, usually in June, July, August, we don't have to work very hard. Let's work hard now. Let's look at it and say, these are the things we're going to do to be successful. And then during those times, take our break, enjoy the fruits of our labor, and then get back into it later in the season to put everything to bed and enjoy getting ready again. It's a big circle, right? Anyways, that's going to do it for today. I really appreciate everybody for listening. Everybody who's new, everybody who's been here, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. And if you want to call or email us during the week, that'd be great. Phone number is 339-645-0201. Our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Till next week, get out there, possibly in there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one. We'll see you.
your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican Congressman Tom Emmer of Minnesota says elected Democrats in his state have a poor track record when it comes to rooting out fraud.
The fraud is staggering under Tim Walz, our governor, and our attorney general, Ellison, for the last 7 years. I mean, we started with the $250 million Feeding Our Future pandemic fraud case, largest pandemic fraud case in the country.
Congressman Emmer was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a tragedy that Renee Good was shot by a federal immigration office during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis. However, she condemns using this incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They are making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a deal easing sanctions on Taiwanese imports in exchange for that country investing some $250 billion in U.S. chip manufacturing. Bob Agnew has more.
It's the latest example of how President Trump's tariffs can work in favor of U.S. workers. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, TSMC, announced plans this week to increase capital spending by nearly 40% this year. Some of that is going to speed up construction of new plants in Arizona. Bob Agnew reporting.
A blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near freezing temperatures in parts of the South. The National Weather Service said Saturday that below-average temperatures were forecast for the central and eastern part of the country this weekend and into early next week. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
An investigation is launched into Venezuela's acting president.
Delcy Rodriguez, Venezuela's acting president, in an address on Friday talking about her country's oil reserves and attracting investment. Rodriguez became acting president after the U.S. military went into the country and captured Nicolas Maduro to face drug trafficking charges. But an Associated Press investigation has discovered that Rodriguez has been on the radar of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration for years. And in 2022, she was labeled a priority target. I'm Donna Warder.
The White House has released the names of some of the leaders who will play a role in overseeing next steps in Gaza. Also Friday, the Palestinian Committee, set to govern Gaza under U.S. supervision, has met for the first time in Cairo and pledged to get work done very quickly there. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on Kiana Underwood, a former Nickelodeon star who was tragically killed in a hit-and-run accident over the weekend.
Police in New York City say Kiana Underwood, a former Nickelodeon child star, was killed Friday in a hit-and-run in Brooklyn. She was 33. According to police, Underwood was crossing an intersection in Brownsville when a black Ford Explorer SUV hit her. In the morning, while lying on the street, she was then subsequently struck by another car, a black and gray sedan. Police say both drivers left the scene and they are investigating. Underwood starred in Nickelodeon's popular children's sketch comedy show All That over 7 episodes in 2005. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just a poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Morning, gardeners. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I've got about another hour left in the show. And I'll be here to try and help you out and be successful in the garden with any questions or tips to help you be successful, as I said, in the garden this upcoming year. Now, we have multiple ways to get hold of us. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can call or text that phone number. And then the other way to get a hold of us is via email. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub paulp@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. That way you can send some pictures, a bunch of information, and it's at any time you want. It doesn't have to be just during the show hours. So we'll put it on an upcoming show. Now, great conversation about, you know, specifically the hornworm and what it does and what it can happen, but plants as companions with peppers. Now, I want to get into companion plants for the vegetables that you're already growing. And I'm not talking specifically ones that are going to prevent the hornworm like this, but it's going to help benefit and the growth, the flavor, everything to it. So going to go through a list of some different plants that you might be growing in your yard that could do well with some companion plants planted near it, so that it can help prevent pests, but it can also bring pollinators, it can help the soil, all these different things. So I want to start with carrots, right? Who doesn't love carrots? So carrots have a number of different plants that will actually be great companions for it. There are chives, there's leeks, onions, peas, radishes, rosemary, sage, and savory. But to just give you a little bit of information, you know, chives and leeks, what they might do is they might repel the carrot fly through odor masking the interference. The sage, the odor again, alters that carrot fly behavior and potentially helps protect the carrots by disrupting the fly's host finding ability. Now the big one, the savory, this one will significantly reduce carrot psyllid, aphids, nematodes, and again that carrot fly. So, you know, those are just a couple things that will help protect that carrot just by being there. And you're not spraying something, you're not doing anything, they're just there. Okay? Now, corn. We know corn takes a long time to grow in the garden. Love to have something near it so that, you know, you're not always constantly looking for something that's attacking it. Now, corn itself would love to have some companions, where there's the bean, which is the pole beans, cucumbers, dill, geranium, peas, potatoes, squash, or sunflowers. Now, the beans, when they are with corn, they increase the yield and soil fertility. So it's going to help benefit the corn in multiple ways. And beans take some time as well, so it's not going to be just a couple weeks and done. Now the pole beans can actually climb and support corn and squash at the same time. They'll shield the soil, they'll deter pests and suppress weeds. And some of those insects like the squash vine borers really could affect it. And so pole beans can actually grow right on them there. Now the geranium, those will attract Japanese beetles, but the toxins paralyze them, reducing the beetles' pressure on the corn itself, on the silks, right? Because that's where the Japanese beetles go. It's not on the corn, it's the corn silks that's on the plant. Now, potatoes, they are underground, right? They are using that space to complement the corn's shallow roots. They stabilize the soil around it, and then they will shade the ground as part of it. Now, the sunflowers, they can attract a lot of ladybugs, right? Ladybugs are great beneficial insects to have in the garden that will go after aphids, mites, those types of insects, okay? So, another very popular one is cucumbers. Cucumbers grow, you know, they'll grow crazy if you let them. Now, they have a number of companion plants, which one of them is the corn, like we just discussed. But pole beans, dill, nasturtium, oregano, certain types of chili peppers, radishes, sunflowers. So again, a lot of these kind of mix together, but they all benefit other plants. It's not just using them for their fruit. It's helping the others grow together. So let's get into some details here. So the beans, they actually will add some nutrients, which will aid in the cucumber growth and reduce pests from coming in there. The bean flowers actually attract pollinators that both the beans and cucumbers can share, right? That they both use. But the beans and a cucumber could also share a support, right? So when my family was in Maine, when my dad put a garden out, you know, we went big with the garden. It was like that saying, go big or go home. Well, we went big. Now, I've seen some gardens out there with some certain trellises, but my father would take an 8-foot section of chain link fence and put it at the end of certain beds. And that's where the cucumbers would grow. That's where the beans would grow. And it would be half and half. You wouldn't see the ugly look of it most of the year, but it would be there. But it was big. I mean, we're talking 8x8 section. It just covered them. You had cucumbers and beans all over, right? But you do that, and they can support each other while the beans are supporting the cucumbers by adding to the soil. Now, having the corn and cucumbers together can actually reduce cucumber insects by about 50%, right? Versus when a cucumber grows by itself. So having corn and cucumber together, they're going to work well to allow them to have less pests. Now, I mentioned with the peppers before, the nasturtium. You know, that one's a big one when it comes to cucumbers because it will trap, it's a trap plant, right? It will get the cucumber beetles, squash bugs, squash beetles, white flies, and aphids away from cucumbers. So it'll pull them away from the plant. And the nasturtium we're planting, it would be great to have the flowers because you'll get the pollinators. But it's that one right there is one that you plant just for the idea of helping protect. Another one that will repel the cucumber beetle, which a lot of people will get, would be planting radishes. You know, I'm actually a big fan of radishes. I love the tangy taste of them. I know a lot of people don't like them, but I'm a big one for that. So, a few more plants here I want to discuss. I think it's very beneficial for you to know going into next season which plants you can plant together versus, you know, which plants you shouldn't. I'm giving you a great list of what you should be planting together. And another day, another time, we'll talk about what not to plant together in the garden. But lettuce. Lettuce is a crop that you probably grow multiple times throughout the season. And so you really want it to be successful. But if you have insects, you have damage, it's going to cause it so you only have one growing season of it. So it's not just, you know, it's not just like we want it to be more than just once. It's not a one and done type plant. So lettuce loves alyssum, chives, garlic, onions, oregano, peas, radishes, and thyme. Now, I want to go into more detail here, but we're going to head to a break here. So if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark has volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where ICCars.com comes in. ICCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, ICCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit ICCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's ICCars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Is your fridge covered in yellow sticky notes? Do you still use an old-fashioned calendar with so much writing on it you can't even read what you've written? Well, parents, listen up. If you're having trouble keeping up on your kids' soccer practices and after-school activities, tech expert Carly Knobloch has details on Amazon's Kindle Scribe.
They're going to love this new note-taking companion. It feels like writing on real paper. It's the Kindle Scribe. So imagine a Kindle, an e-ink reading device that everyone's familiar with, but now you can write on it. So it's a digital notebook that lets you take notes, create to-do lists, and plan your week all in one place. You can also convert handwritten notes to text, and you can also write in the margins of books that you're reading or on documents or PDFs that you're reading. So now you can really take notes wherever inspiration strikes.
Find the Kindle Scribe on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And love to hear from you guys. We're talking about companion plants in your veggie garden in particular right now. I've gone over a few. And before the break, I gave you an idea of lettuce, right? And I gave you the companion plants. Now I want to go over what they do to help that lettuce in particular. Now, alyssum. Alyssum is an annual type flower.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
For the lettuce, and what they do is they attract the pests away from the lettuce, and they'll also enhance overall crop productivity. Excuse me. So, it's just that, you know, all of these things kind of wind together, and I mentioned onions being one of these companion plants. Well, onions are also, they also need companion plants to be successful. So they're working together. Now, onions, they do well with beets, cabbage, carrots, chard, lettuce, as we mentioned, strawberries, and tomatoes. So having those guys might work to benefit them. You know, marigolds is another one. Marigolds is a very popular one as a companion plant. I didn't bring it up till now. I should have. Marigolds I think of as a pest, like a bunny repellent. But they can also be used on a number of plants to be their companion plant to help them as a pest control. You know, marigolds will actually reduce egg laying of the onion maggot fly on onions. Marigolds will also reduce nematodes in the soil and prevent root knot from like something like carrots, right? So it's, you know, the marigolds aren't for every plant, but there are multiple uses, not just a bunny repellent. A lot of people talk about when there's bunny issues, planting marigolds on the outside and keeping the bunnies out. Bunny's hungry enough, it's going to eat something, right? So one that I didn't really touch on, which is a very popular plant that everybody grows, almost everybody, is tomatoes. What plants grow well with tomatoes? Well, there's asparagus, there's basil, there's beans, there's borage, celery, marigolds again, parsley, radish, rosemary, thyme. Well, these guys are great ones to plant with your tomato plants. And so, you know, it's radish is on here a lot. That's making, I'm just saying radish. They're a go-to veggie here. Anyways, so what does the basil do? We you know, when I think of basil and a tomato, I think of the caprese salad. I think of the tomato, basil, and mozzarella, and some vinaigrette right on there. That just making me hungry right now, but that basil will, again, make the tomato healthier. It releases volatiles that prime the tomato's defense system and will actually enhance its responding to when there's an issue and a pest attacks it. So it's kind of like it's armor, if you will. It's protecting and helping that tomato plant be stronger. A couple others real quick. Borage, they attract the parasitic wasp that attacks aphids and the hornworm. It also attracts pollinators and enhances the tomato growth, taste, and disease resistance when intercropped. And then radishes is another trap crop for the flea beetles and the pest of a young tomato seedling. So just some cool stuff to discuss. We got to take another break. We'll be back in a few.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust. In an easy-to-digest segment, when it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 seconds of service.
Army veteran Tony Johnson plays a leading role in monthly food distribution events coordinated by the nonprofit Soldiers Angels. Each gathering provides roughly 75 pounds of groceries to veteran families in the Orlando area, many of whom are struggling with rising costs and limited resources. Johnson helps manage logistics, welcome attendees, and distribute goods with dignity and warmth. He sees these events not merely as charity, but as a way to build community resilience, ensuring veterans and their families know they're not alone.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in the wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 339-645-0201. Again, 339-645-0201. You can text or call that number. You can also email us. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I want to welcome all the new listeners that are out there. We got a bunch of new stations that have joined us as of the beginning of the year. So welcome. I am here to help you out with all your gardening problems. And it's not just problems. I'd love to hear your successes. Everybody learns from each other's, you know, issues when it comes to the garden and their successes. Now, everybody should learn from other issues too to move on, but that's a different show, different topic. But I'm here to help you out. Call us, email us, whichever, and we'll talk about it on the show and give you some ideas of what you could be doing. We're really talking about thinking spring. Where I am in New England, it feels like this past week it snowed a bunch. We did have a bit of a warm-up, which was nice, but the beginning of the week in the previous week was real cold and snowy. And so I've just been thinking of ways to forget about what's going on outside, right? That's snow. Oof. You know, I know it serves a purpose, and I know not everybody in the country gets snow. But when you have it, it's just like, it's a downer. So let's think of some happy thoughts. Let's think of some good things to think about for this upcoming spring. Now, before we get into some more details of what you can be doing this time of year, if you want to listen to a previous show or you want to hear parts of this show that you might have missed, on Monday afternoons, everything's released to a podcast, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple or Spotify. Just search the Paul Parent Garden Club, and you'll be able to find it. We have a couple 2 hours per week come out, and you'll be able to get it, like I said, Monday afternoons, and then you can hear the show on your time, right? So let's move on. Let's think about what we can be doing in January. Well, I look at it from things that I can do in Massachusetts. I feel like there's not much I can do, especially with the snow on the ground. But if you're in an area that doesn't have snow on the ground and you have a garden that you're thinking about getting ready, maybe you're a little more south to the soil than where the snow line is. Think about what you can do to your garden, whether it be, you know, fill in some of those garden spaces, whether it be, you know, statues, lighting, or someplace to attract birds. We mentioned earlier with the hornworm how it doesn't, when there are a lot of birds in the area, it usually doesn't exist because they're being picked off. Well, if you can create an area now for the birds to be attracted to that garden, think about what it's going to do to benefit your plants long term. Now, if you have blueberries, you have certain plants, you might not want to attract the birds there because blueberries, they love to eat those berries and a number of other plants as well. So some give and take here. You can also start to, if you're in an area where the ground is, you know, not frozen, you know, in the south, this would be a good time to put some organic fertilizers in the garden to get it ready for that next season. Adding the nutrients, adding organic material might be beneficial for you. New England, northern part of the country, we're probably still waiting about 3-4 months before we get into that. But it's something to be thinking about. What we've been talking about is companion plants, but what else can you decide and begin planning for your garden in 2026? Is it a, you know, English garden? Is it a rose garden? Is it a perennial garden? Is it a garden that helps reduce mosquitoes because you're sick of going outside and having them all over you? You know, those are some things to be thinking about where we want to get these things done now. Think about it. And say, all right, I'm going to have this ready for next season. Right? So it's also a good time. Your garden centers out there are resetting. They're getting into that next season. A lot of them have just gotten done with Christmas. They've cleaned up a lot of it. They're getting their new indoor inventory in stock. And so go to a garden center that has a big greenhouse. Walk around. It's always 70 degrees in a nice greenhouse at a garden center, right? Or at least it should be, just about 70. You can walk around there, see all the new plants. You know, houseplants are a big one during the winter months. And what we consider a houseplant in the northern part of the country might be just a plant that's outside in the southern part of the country. And so, hey, you're in Florida, you're in Georgia, Texas, you might be able to go to the garden center and see some of these. Whereas we got to go into a greenhouse and to warm up, but to also see some of these plants. It's a great time of year to invest in some of those houseplants. They do wonders for yourself, the feel, the air, and just an overall just good feeling that plants bring to your home. All right. The other thing you can be doing is a lot of garden centers are, they still have herbs in their garden centers, right? They're not big ones, they're smaller ones, but maybe it's like, oh, maybe I have a windowsill that I can use. Maybe I have a very sunny window. I want to have some herbs inside and grab them from a garden center. Right. I know the garden center I work for, Mahoney's Garden Center, we have herbs throughout the year. You know, they've really made a push to make sure more herbs are there because you can use them all year, depending upon how you take care of them, right? So, just something to be looking at when you go to a garden center near you. The other thing is, maybe it's time to repot some of those houseplants that you had, right? You didn't do it this fall when you brought the plants indoors because it was going to be too cold. You said, you know what? I'm going to wait. Well, what are you waiting for now? There's not much going on outside. You can't really mow the lawn. You can't do some of those things out here. Why don't you repot your houseplants that have outgrown those pots? You know, usually go up just one more size. If you're going from a 6-inch pot, you go from a 6 to an 8. You don't go from a 6 to a 12. You go to a 6 to a 7, 8, maybe a 10. You'll only go up that next size because we don't want to overwhelm your plant. We also don't want it to just stay in that area. We want it to expand. So that's why we want to repot some of our plants. Now, in areas that haven't gotten snow, or maybe the snow's thawing out because we've had some warm weather. If you have some of the leaves on your lawn still, maybe it's a good opportunity to clean up those areas. You know, I have in my yard, we did a lot of work. For those of you just learning, you're just joining us on the show, I did a lot of work on my outside over the past couple months. We took down probably close to 40 trees. I would say 75% plus had some sort of issues. We're near wetlands, so a lot of them had soggy roots and were starting to fall. So we wanted to protect the area. And I couldn't get all the trees that I wanted to get taken down. Well, a couple weeks ago, I swear it was like hurricane force winds in our area. I had a couple trees on the opposite side of the property that had some damage. They had some branches fall. One of them, the top fell. Basically, it hasn't fallen yet, but it's split. And it's coming down. Just haven't, where it's at in the location, I just can't get to it. But we have a lot of sticks. We have a lot of debris on the house. So with some of that warm up, or if you have a cleaned area where it's not a lot of snow and you can get to them, clean up some of that debris and get it off the lawn.
right? The leaves as well. We've talked about one of the reasons why we don't leave the leaves on the lawn. We leave the leaves in the gardens. We don't leave them on the lawn because it can, in the long term, it can cause snow mold. It can cause other types of fungus going on your lawn. And so cleaning them up while you have a chance over the next couple months, if there's no snow on the ground, clean those things up. Because I know, at least in the area that I am, that windstorm we had, there were a lot of trees that fell in the area. And so I know a lot of you probably have some of those same things. Okay. So what else can we really be doing? You know, the big thing here is just planning out. I look at, you know, a lot of different websites with different veggies and herbs to look at. I love looking at the Burpee website. You know, Burpee website has so much information about each individual variety of fruit or veggie. Now you can go in with tomatoes. There's like hundreds of different varieties. And it has particular information about each. It is a huge database of information. I use it so often to get information, not only to pass to you, but just in general knowledge, right? So spending these winter months preparing for spring to make it so it's not so down in the dumps. January is one of the worst months in the year when it comes to how people feel. A lot of people get more depressed, right? It's colder.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
Not to listen to him for years. But it was just one of those moments where it was like, this is why I'm doing this. To really just help everybody out. So, Mr. Vassipololi, I just butchered your name. I've practiced the last name for 100 times. I'm glad you're listening. Any questions ever, let me know. We'll help you out. Now we're going to take a break, come back, wrap up the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
You are playing sports, you're playing piano and violin. How do you find all that time in the day and still going to school?
I think since I enjoy all of this stuff, it's easier for me to get it all done. With piano and violin, I can do a little bit of practice each day, and then sports, we have games and practice. But I find with the schedule and balancing out times for each, it's easy to manage.
Right. Jeff.
I love what she just said. She took the words out of my mouth. She says, I play the piano and the violin, and I practice a little bit each day. And one of my favorite sayings is the Tanzanian proverb, little by little, a little becomes a lot.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety.
It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's Carl Brower Cars on YouTube.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Scholarships limited by race, segregated graduation ceremonies in dorms, professors labeling students as oppressors based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action, divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Hey,
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our email address here is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Again, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Now, I think we had a great show about thinking about the future for the spring. And went into some details that I really haven't discussed before.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Important to know these things when we're growing, you know, specifically vegetable gardens, and how each one can work together and make a successful garden. You know, I talk about during the winter months houseplants and creating humidity and grouping plants together. And it's kind of just whatever plants you have, group them together. They want the humidity. And we're creating that environment versus, you know, when we talk with the veggies, we're very specific. We're not creating humidity because humidity actually isn't as good of a thing when it comes to those plants. But it's amazing how plants can work together to make others in their garden successful. It's just a really cool thing to think about when it comes down to it. That specific plants, when planted together, are going to prevent insects, which will help prevent diseases. But it will also bring pollinators to make your plants stronger, because they're not only pollinated, but the surrounding plants are pollinated to allow for the whole garden to thrive. It's just such a cool, you know, look at it. You know, we kind of look at it, right? How's this going to fix this? How's this going to fix this? But let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the big picture when it comes to the garden. Right now we're talking about the veggie garden, but there are other things when you talk about perennials, shrubs, trees, that are just like that. All comes down to working together and bringing other beneficial and bringing other, you know, insects, whether it be beneficial or pollinators, to those areas to help you succeed. So it's just really cool how it works together. Now, I mentioned that, you know, I look at specific websites during the month of January, February, try to get some ideas. I'm actually headed to a trade show in Baltimore, where I'm going to be looking for some great ideas to bring back to you. Different garden centers. There's whether it be statuary or, you know, Christmas trees for next year, all those things. I'm going to this for a couple days to really get educated, see what else I can buy for the garden center I work for. But it's also, I'm going there for the education that I will from all these vendors there saying, this is what's going on for this year. This is what's going on here. So I can bring it back to you guys. So I'm really looking forward to this event and to be able to bring more to you. Last year, I brought you some information about proven winter plants, some different hydrangeas that were coming out this year. Hopefully I can get some more information, see what's coming out this year to let you guys know on that. But, you know, it's exciting to be educated in this area. And I hope that you feel that way too. I want you guys to be successful in the garden. So the end of the day, my goal for you is we work hard on the garden early. When we want to enjoy it later in the season, usually in June, July, August, we don't have to work very hard. Let's work hard now. Let's look at it and say, these are the things we're going to do to be successful. And then during those times, take our break, enjoy the fruits of our labor, and then get back into it later in the season to put everything to bed and enjoy getting ready again. It's a big circle, right? Anyways, that's going to do it for today. I really appreciate everybody for listening. Everybody who's new, everybody who's been here, thanks for listening. We will be back next week. And if you want to call or email us during the week, that'd be great. Phone number is 339-645-0201. Our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Till next week, get out there, possibly in there, plant something, be good to each other. I'll talk at you guys next week. Have a great one. We'll see you.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can...
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show on the road. Don't check for me on the 15th floor. I am now safe in Wiesbaden, Germany at the Claire Casern Army Base, where and from the American Forces Radio Network. I was saying Armed Forces. That's a mistake. This hour we're going to close strong. I have Kennedy, who's just getting out of the shower. She wanted me to buy some time for her. And then I'm going to have General Donahue, who runs this place. He is the four-star general. He's the commander of the U.S. Army, Europe, and Africa. And he has been here since 2024. And, man, it is a lot of responsibility, and he's up for the challenge. You're going to meet the guy that's in charge of so much and has already had a fantastic career. And dare I say, the best is yet to come. So he's going to be with us in studio. You might have seen him earlier today. I was able to speak to a group of officers, his officers, which was obviously a thrill of a lifetime. But the second greatest thrill of my lifetime is talking to Kennedy any day. Kennedy, how do you feel about being on the show?
I feel great about this. You know, the fact that you have two four-star generals. I'm considered to be a general in the war on freedom and in my household. You know, it's really one and the same. Just fighting the good fight every single day. I do mine with lip gloss and some pointed words from my iPad, and the general does it with guns and people in cute uniforms.
So that, I don't know if you refer to that way. They do seem very similar, camouflage. Could I ask you, Kennedy, what else are you doing today? Not that you need to, not that this isn't enough, but usually it's outnumbered. Usually it's the five. I mean, what are we looking at?
You can see me on Gutfeld all this week.
Really?
I'm going to be on the entire week. I'm going to be hosting Kennedy Save the World, my award-winning podcast today, where, you know, you talked about some of your dates where people can come and meet you in person. I will be talking about the same thing with Jimmy Failla on my podcast, which will be released later today on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and, of course, FoxNewsPodcast.com.
And what happens is Kenny comes up, does, you know, Kenny's been a star since, I don't know, since you're in your 20s, right? I mean, you emerge in your 20s at MTV.
90s.
I think 20 years old is about, I do think it's the 1890s if they were to do a 23andMe on you. But, Kennedy, as we look at where we can see you on stage, where would we do that?
In April, I'm going to be in Norfolk, Virginia on April 10th. That's going to be a great series of shows. I will be in Red Rock Casino in Las Vegas May 9th, 10th. There are going to be a couple shows there. I will be in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and Reno, Nevada in October. And I'm really excited to meet people because, you know, this time around, I'm actually going to return the hugs.
Right. At first, you were reluctant. I've seen some of the pictures. You're like, when's he going to stop? But who's going to raise your children?
Well, I mean, my youngest is 16, and she'll be 17 here pretty soon. So they're out of the potty training. So luckily, you know, it's not as hands-on as it used to be.
I understand that. Because you coddled your kids when they were infants.
Too much, yes, exactly.
In retrospect, you have regrets. So let's just talk about the real world, being that we have some time. You are not nearly as hopeful as I am that things are going to work out well. I looked at some chronic problems in this world. Iran has been at the center of it. Venezuela over the last 20 years, right in our hemisphere, giving a home to Hamas, Russia, China, being aid to Cuba, Cuba pushing their philosophy in Bolivia, Nicaragua, being a mentor to Chavez, who took over Venezuela. And we see China's presence all over, and we're seeing the pushback with El Salvador and Argentina and Bolivia and Honduras, and now we saw the Maduro. Do you believe that we are in one of those moments where people are always going to say, I remember when a lot of our enemies paid the ultimate price, and now you factor in Cuba could be on the doorstep as well as Iran. Do you feel as though I have rose-colored glasses on and you regret doing the show?
I don't think you have rose-colored glasses on in wanting there to be less communism and more freedom. It's just I think we might have a little disagreement as to how we get there. But, you know, we are both aiming at the same thing, and we both have to acknowledge that doing nothing and assuming that these communistic tendencies are going to go away, that's incredibly naive. But I get the yips at regime change and military intervention. That's what worries me. I would much prefer the quick strikes as opposed to any sort of ground incursion, which, of course, leads to multi-decade wars. No one ever has that intention when they start out. No president ever goes, you know what? I want to do this thing, and I want to make sure we're still there in 20 years. But somehow, you know, past is prologue, and I hope this is the president that is able to change all of that, having people in power who have actually suffered the consequences of these interminable, tail-consuming the head wars.
Do you believe that in retrospect, a Stern talking to or the silent treatment would have been better?
You know, we really have to go back to middle school girl tactics if we're going to get anything done.
And you've always said that.
Yeah, we think that Al-Qaeda, we think that Hezbollah, you know, we think that Hamas and Al-Shabaab are the most fearsome factions on the planet. It's really eighth grade girls.
Right.
And, you know, it's like that level of cruelty, that style of psychological manipulation, if we had a little bit more of that, I think that we would see less trouble.
I think that could be the topic on your next podcast, but I will not produce your podcast, although you've asked me many times. Lindsey Graham says the silent treatment and a Stern talking to will not work. He has a different perspective. Cut 11.
This is the biggest deal since the fall of the Berlin Wall. Regime change is what we're talking about, not from Lindsey Graham, but from the people. The people of Iran are tired of living the way they live. If you're a 16-year-old girl and you don't wear the hairdress right, they take you off a bus and they kill you. The people don't want the Ayatollah in them anymore. I don't want him. If we can get rid of him, it'd be the best thing could ever happen. But if he stays, if after the people go back into the streets yet again, they've done this before, Trump's got their back, Obama didn't. But if he hangs on, the Ayatollah, it'd be the biggest disaster in the Mideast, like maybe forever. If the Ayatollah goes, it's the best change in the history of the Mideast in 1,000 years.
Yeah, I put the music in on the end. Yeah, thank you. But he's right. This is the best chance and maybe the last chance to get rid of him. He literally is going to kill his way out of this. And you wonder what our responsibility is. And I think we have one. I think that maybe Netanyahu has one. If he had the phone numbers to he knew where the generals were sleeping and killed them all, maybe he knows where the civilian leaders are sleeping. But then again, he is. I couldn't believe this. Netanyahu is the most popular political figure in Iran. Amongst his people. He does regular broadcasts there. And Trump is number two.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me because they're powerless, but they're hungry. And, you know, we talk a lot in this country, you pay a lot of lip service to, oh, this person's a fascist and Trump is literally Hitler. And, you know, it's tragic when a protester is shot and killed, but you've got, you know, it's estimated to be around 550 protesters who have been killed here. So it is a very different reality for them. And, you know, I agree. Obama didn't do it right. He dropped the ball and just expected by the virtue of his greatness that the theocracy would step aside. That's not going to happen. But you know, and I am very interested to hear from an objective analyst what the correlation is between the strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities and, yes. You know, because I think there is a direct correlation between the weakening of the Ayatollah now. Because before, I think Iran was very emboldened to continue murderously squashing these protests, but they are in a very different position militarily and economically. And, you know, when you've got both legs of that stool, which have collapsed or are in the process of collapsing, then the people who are protesting have much more power. And, you know, something like that is bound to happen organically like it did with the fall of communism in Eastern Europe. And, you know, we should be mindful and supportive of that. But Lindsey Graham is one of those people who has wanted to have a ground invasion in Iran for decades. Like he and John Bolton for so long were conjoined twins in terms of their hawkishness. And, you know, those are the guys who really scare me. I have not heard President Trump be as aggressive and as irresponsible as Lindsey Graham has in the past. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot I like about Lindsey Graham, but that hawkishness is not one of those things.
So, Ilhan Omar, a lot of times you say to myself, Brian, I can't figure out this issue. Do you have Ilhan Omar's number? And I always say I don't. So what I'll do, and you keep asking me, and I think you have to get it on your own. Yesterday she was expressly brilliant in point-painting Minneapolis as something that's all Donald Trump's fault. And, of course, that driver that lost her life tragically, and that was all the ICE's fault. Here it is. Cut 18.
Prove to us what documentation you have that, one, that she was paid, two, that she was agitating when we can hear her say she's not mad, she's not upset. She's clearly trying to wave cars to bypass her. And so it's just this level of rhetoric is unjustifiable to
peacefully,
the American people.
Peacefully waving cars to go by. Are you kidding me? She blocked the road for over 3 minutes, was dancing in the driver's seat, honking her horn, accelerated at agents, and was seen at other blocks doing it. And she was known as a anti-ACE warrior who took training to do this. I'm not saying she should have been killed. Do an investigation. But to think this woman wasn't getting paid, by the way, I'm sure she was getting paid, even though her mommy was paying all her bills, and she's got three kids, and she left a six-month-old at home to destroy Minneapolis and stop, get this, ICE from arresting illegal immigrants, criminals from their streets. She's trying to make everyone forget about the fraud that she has up to her neck in.
Who, Ilhan Omar?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ilhan Omar can sit this one out, and, you know, there needs to be an ethics investigation into how she and her new husband, not her brother husband, have enriched themselves. Because I'm really sick of hearing about these progressives who get into Congress to become public servants, and then all of a sudden, while still in office, You know, at least the Obamas had the good sense to wait until they left to sign $60 million deals with publishers and Netflix. Like, you know, I have a lot of respect for that. Like, build your brand and then capitalize on it. You can't do that while you are in office. And that's,
ripping,
you know,
mocking the country. Mocking the country at every turn.
Yeah, she is terribly anti-American. And, you know, one of those people who, you know, says that if you look into the Somali community and where the majority of the fraud is taking place, you're racist. It's like, oh, so because you're Somali, you can commit crimes and no one can say anything? No, that's not how this country works. That's not an equal application of the law. And, you know, unfortunately, this woman, Renee Good, does bear responsibility because think about it from the ICE agent's perspective. Think about how they're taunted all day long. And her wife was standing there calling the ICE agent fat and, you know, purposely, demonstrably being very, very disrespectful. So, you know, you have to assume that these people are the same as some of the other protesters. It is legal. It is enshrined in the First Amendment that we have the right to protest. There's no doubt about that. But when a sworn officer tells you to get out of the car, you have to get out of the car. I do not believe this woman should have been killed, but I do believe she does bear responsibility for where she was, what she was doing, and how she was doing it. And and they all know what they're doing is a form of agitation. And, you know, that's what the left has been pushing for. They have wanted an outcome like this, unfortunately, and it, you know, it doesn't make her a hero. It doesn't make her 2026's George Floyd. It makes everything so much worse, and it devalues peaceful political protest, which is, it's not only necessary in Iran, it is necessary in this country.
Just do me one favor. Tonight, at one point, when you make a point, you said, as I originally said on Brian Kilmeade's radio show to Gutfeld, it'll just ruin his night.
Yeah, but people say, are going to think that I'm stealing your talking points.
No, as you said, not as I said. Just say, as I mentioned on Brian Kilmeade's radio show to Gutfeld. Could you do that?
Only if you promise to stay up until 11 to watch the show.
10.
Because I know you don't have a lot to do in the morning, so it's easy for you to stay.
And I'm in Germany. I'm not sure if it's easier later than that. So next time I promise to bring you.
Are you in Lederhosen right now?
Yes, underneath my jeans.
Very good.
Kennedy.
You've always been in the Lehrin.
Right, that's true. Kennedy, just stay within yourself. Whatever you do today, thanks so much for helping my show. Now go save the world on your podcast.
Do my damnedest. Thank you, Brian.
Back in a moment.
Increasing your intelligence quotient.
What the hell did you just say?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could it be lower testosterone?
Lower T.
Happens to most guys after 40.
I was in the same boat until I started using Nugenics Total T2. Total T2, the new one I've seen on TV.
Yep, it's the next generation testosterone booster for both free and total testosterone. It's packed with even more man-boosting power, sending nitric oxide levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours.
It actually works?
I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I've got more energy, better results in the gym, and things are even better in the bedroom. Send them a text and get a complimentary bottle.
Text now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenics Total T2, the number one testosterone brand at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, absolutely free. Text SAVVY to 369369. That's SAVVY to 369369. SAVVY to 369369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My name is Whitney Allen. I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man on Long Island, New York is accused of lying in wait at his estranged wife's home before killing her with a lethal cyanide mix that seared her lungs. Prosecutors in Nassau County, New York say 53-year-old Asif Qureshi busted into his former home after his estranged wife, Alina, left to drop the couple's kids off at school on October 17th. When she returned, they say he jumped from the shadows and suffocated her by putting a rag soaked in cyanide to her mouth, searing her lungs as she took her last breath. The prosecutors then says Qureshi left her body out for the children to discover. The couple's 17-year-old daughter received a phone call that afternoon telling her her mother never picked up her little sister from school, sending cops to the family home. Police tied Qureshi to the scene thanks to surveillance video, and he was arrested October 23rd. Last week, he pleaded not guilty to the murder. He'll be back in court February 18th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I've caused anyone discomfort, created pain that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my drawbell lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Exercise could be as effective as medication at reducing symptoms of depression. That's according to the latest research by the Cochrane Collaboration, which finds exercise can improve neurotransmitter function, such as serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins, essentially mirroring some of the effects of antidepressants. The review included an evaluation of 73 randomized controlled trials, including nearly 5,000 people with depression, many of whom also tried antidepressant medications. The researchers concluding that exercise was as effective as pharmacological treatments or psychological therapies. The lead author of the review says the findings suggest exercise appears to be a safe option for helping with depression, but also notes this suggests exercise works well for some people, but not for everyone, and finds approaches that individuals are willing and able to maintain is important. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm just seeing some of this footage on Iran tonight, and it is big. They're bigger than ever. Every province is rallying against the sitting government. I know the military has said we're going to take part in this, and that usually means killing people. But I don't know if you can kill everybody, and I don't know if there's a way to get these very brave protesters some guns, because that's the only thing the Ayatollah is going to understand. Here's the President of the United States yesterday. Cut one.
Iran's in big trouble. It looks to me that the people are taking over certain cities that nobody thought were really possible just a few weeks ago. We're watching the situation very carefully. I've made the statement very strongly that if they start killing people like they have in the past, we will get involved. We'll be hitting them very hard where it hurts. And that doesn't mean boots on the ground, but it means hitting them very, very hard where it hurts.
I don't know. They say they're working on plans right now, some type of plans. Now, I'm not – don't get panicky. I'm not saying invasion. Nobody thinks invasion. But maybe there's some things we can do to get their attention, to say either you find a way to get these people water and don't put up their food 1,000%, or else you have to come up with a policy that these go get these people off the streets. Killing all of them is not going to fly. And I'm surprised, and I shouldn't be perhaps, that none of our European allies who have been haunted by Iran, whose people were captured and imprisoned by Iran, taken hostage by Iran from England to France, Spain and others, they don't want to come out strongly for the people on the streets. Even some of these news services, the BBC, you know, Canadian Broadcasting too, not a word. This is an evil regime. The world's a better place if the Ayatollah is not there anymore.
Everyone, this is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
This is House Call for Health. Flu cases in the U.S. hitting their highest levels since the late 90s as a new super variant continues to spread around the country. The CDC estimating more than 11 million cases so far this flu season, some 30 states in the top tier for flu activity. The agency says flu cases increased by 33% Christmas week between December 20th and December 27th. The flu putting about 120,000 people in the hospital so far, already killing about 5,000. Doctors say many of the cases are linked to a highly contagious strain called subclade K, which was not part of this year's flu shot. The CDC says the number of people getting a flu shot is in line with previous years. In the most recent data released before mid-December, health officials say about 40% of Americans had a flu shot. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
History isn't just in textbooks. It's the story of us, the United States. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And throughout the year, Bill Hemmer takes listeners on a journey through the 250 most impactful moments in American history. From the spark of revolution to the battles for freedom. The ideas, inventions, and decisions that changed the world. The 250 most impactful moments in American history podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An 8-year-old from the UK whose dreams to become a firefighter came true makes today's Dean's List. Elliot lives with a rare genetic condition that affects only a few children worldwide and causes neurological damage over time. He's nonverbal, but through other ways, he has let his family know how much he loves the world of firefighting. His face lights up whenever he sees anything that has to do with being a firefighter. So with the help of Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Derbyshire Fire and Rescue, Elliot got to be a firefighter for a day. He was able to meet all of the first responders, got a tour of the station, rode on the fire engine, and held a water hose, which was his favorite part. The joy on his face and the little happy dances he did throughout the day conveyed all of his enthusiasm. The Derbyshire Fire and Rescue Team say it was a privilege to make Elliot's wish come true, and seeing his strength, bravery, resilience firsthand was an inspiration to everyone. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's kind of a raucous here at the American Forces Radio Studios here in beautiful Wiesbaden, Germany, on the military base of Clay Casern over in Germany. We're lucky enough to come here. We'll be here for about 48 hours. It's all because Command General Christopher Donahue is used to getting his own way. He invited me, gave me a great itinerary. I got a pass through Fox, and now I'm here. Along with joining me right now, not only the General, but also Command Sergeant Major Christopher Mullinex. Welcome to both of you guys, and thanks so much for having us out here today.
Brian, thanks. It is amazing to have you all. The other thing that Brian did is we're having our commanders conference with all of our command sergeant majors. And we're fortunate enough to have Brian come in and talk to us, and which was amazing. But then he had the President of the United States dial in and talk to us. And
so they
won't remember anything we talked about in the conference. But they'll remember that.
So what I did is, because I know the President lives and breathes the military, just loves you guys and women. But I just text him. I go, hey, Mr. President, yesterday, I go, I'm just about leaving for Germany. I told him where I was going, and I lost all my internet. I went on the plane 7 hours. I had all this work I wanted to do. I could not get on the internet. Landed, can't get on the internet. So I looked down. It was like still yesterday, 2 days ago. So finally, as I walk in to give the speech, all my text messages come in. Let me just take a look. And he's sitting there. He says, let me know when you get there. I want to talk to them. So I did the speech, I come back, and I said, let me talk to him. And he was doing another radio show, and he said, let me finish his radio show, and he called back, so it was great. So, guys, first I want to hear your story. You have such responsibility on your shoulders. You have the European Command and Africa. First off, the European Command. You got a war 650 miles away. General Donahue, and I've seen, you know, by the way, you're not saying it, but the New York Times had a whole thing about how involved you've been in helping Ukraine sustain this unprovoked onslaught from the Russians. How dangerous does it feel here?
I mean, that's probably part of the problem. Here it doesn't, right? I mean, you're walking around, you're seeing everything.
But you mean actually on base. But how does it feel in the region?
The closer you go to Ukraine, the more you feel it, and the more the people and the countries and the military, are clearly pretty dialed in. The further east you go to the eastern flank, yeah, you feel it.
Right. Scott, how would you describe your job every day?
So as the command sergeant major, really what that means is I'm the senior soldier for the United States Army all across Europe. So of all the soldiers we have here, I'm the senior one. I'm responsible for being an advisor to my commander. That's a real small part of what I do. Ultimately, what I do is making sure that our soldiers and families are taken care of, and ultimately making sure our soldiers are trained and ready.
How many do we have in the region?
We have
roughly, just ballpark,
just about 60,000.
About 60,000. Prior to the invasion of Ukraine, how hard was your job, General, in explaining to our European allies and NATO allies that there's a real threat out there? How about this? Prior to Crimea being taken, and if you were in charge in 2008 when Georgia, they lost two provinces, haven't gotten it back yet. In the beginning, it seemed so hard to explain to the Europeans that you should really be paying, you should be concerned about your own defense and lack of attention you're paying to it. How much easier is that job now?
Yeah, it, obviously it's a lot easier since February 22. And also, and just look at what has just played out, what the Secretary General and also our ambassador, Ambassador Whitaker, and military leadership were able to get with this new 5%, 3.5 for military spending, 1.5 for infrastructure. That shows you how serious
they're taking it
now. Yeah,
I mean, for the longest time, right, Scott? I mean, you heard our president say to NATO, pay your 2%. And it went from five nations to maybe 18, 19. But how many guys in NATO now? 31?
31?
32 nations in NATO. Now I think all but Spain are making the efforts to do that. And that shows the dedication. Doesn't it also show that, Sergeant Major, that the Russians' hope of dominating has actually had the opposite effect?
Yeah, I think you could say that.
Because they've added two nations to NATO, number one. Number two is you no longer have to explain to people there's a threat. And now you have a bunch of our allies pouring money into their own defense. Has that made it easy on us?
We're getting there. Absolutely.
Right. You mean we're getting there NATO-wise?
Yeah.
What's the coordination between this command and NATO?
Yeah. So we are also dual-hatted. I'm also the land force commander for General Grinkovich, right, my boss on that side, General Dag Anderson for Africa. So with all of that, right, to go back to your question of how has that changed? Well, specifically, the spending has gone up. Everyone's much more serious. If you look at all the things that we have done with plans and everything else, the NATO nation, the other NATO nations are the forward elements. And they have taken on more responsibility, right? So all that is occurring. And then you have the increase in spending and everything else. And all this spending, remember, any of the capability we develop out here, it should be able to go anywhere. Anywhere we go, we're going to fight with other members of this alliance. And that capability will be able to go globally anywhere as well. Or if we need some of that capability, they can give that over to us. So all these things play in together. But without a doubt, you know, that we have their attention and they are absolutely doing stuff. And as a NATO commander, you know, I'm the one who, from a land force commander, I hold them accountable for what they're doing, right? Which is a change. And that is very powerful for a U.S. Officer, general officer, to be able to do that.
Right. And Scott, when you talk about life on the base, Chris, when you talk about life on the base, I get the sense that there's a real sense of family here. You see families walking around. I mean, how much different is that when you, instead of being deployed overseas alone, waiting to come home, your family's with you?
Yeah, I tell you, it makes a hell of a difference to be wherever we are as a professional force, having your family there. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, we have all done the long deployments. We'll probably do them again and again. But the fact that we're able to come here, have a high quality of life, being well taken care of, it makes the world of difference. And morale is high. Soldiers are motivated. They get after it every day. And the most important part is when we take care of our families, our soldiers are able to focus on the mission. And that's exactly what we do well.
And Sergeant Major, do you remember why you joined?
I do. Long story short is grandfather was a cook in the Army during the Vietnam era. My dad served for a few years, was medically retired because he was in a training accident. I always knew I wanted to serve. They never pushed me towards it. I grew up with my dad. It was just me and him, and I was alone and unafraid, mostly through high school because he was always working. best decision I ever made was joining, and I'd scored high enough on the scores that I was offered an option 40, which means I got a shot at trying out for the Rangers. It worked out. I spent 17 years there. Joining the United States Army, best decision I ever made.
So those days as a Ranger, you're talking about two active wars, right? And many missions we don't even know about.
Yeah, I tell you.
What was that like?
I tell you, I remember September, we talked about it a little bit today. I was sitting in my barracks room when my guys were preparing our equipment, getting ready to go to the field. Fox News was on, and we watched both planes hit the towers on Fox and Friends. We had no idea what was going on. The first one was like, wow, that's a hell of a mistake. The second one, like, that was on purpose. And then they're like, get on the truck, we're going to training. And then December of 2000, so that was September 11th. By December, my company was deployed to Afghanistan, one of 13 rotations, which is about, you know, we only do about 3-4 months, so that's like close to 4 years.
General, what about you? What was your rank when this happened? Where were you?
Yes, I was a captain, and I was actually a joint staff intern when I was with General Myers, and, you know, we were there the whole day. Watching all of this play out, the actual chairman was gone, and so we were the ones that did all the response and everything with it. And I was a young captain.
You were in the Pentagon? You weren't at the Pentagon at the time.
We were. I was assigned to the Pentagon. Oh. We drove over to Capitol Hill. He was doing a bunch of in-calls with senators, specifically a senator from Georgia, when it all happened. And walked up and the NORTHCOM commander, what we call it today, different name back then, his name was General Eberhardt. He called General Myers, and I distinctly remember him telling me what was occurring, get General Myers, and then we drove back right as the other plane was hitting the building,
hit the
Pentagon.
And hit the Pentagon.
Yeah.
To this day, when you look at the Pentagon, Chris, do you think it's even possible for a plane to... I know this conspiracy. I'm not that guy. But isn't it amazing that a plane could get that low to do that?
Today? You mean today?
Today would probably be shot out of the sky.
It'd be shot out of the sky, yeah.
Because we never thought of that.
We couldn't imagine something like that happening, I think. Unbelievable.
Right. I mean, and to think that where you were could have been a target, too. Flight 93 was heading to the Capitol.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing when you talk about the American people. Like, think about how quickly we changed, right? All those things happened, but they got word, you know, and the famous, hey, let's roll, you know, all the passengers on there. That's how quickly we changed and went over and already started, making sure that no more attacks happened.
And that's so underappreciated. A lot of the things that happen to make sure by fighting over there, nothing happened over here, how many plots get thwarted, it doesn't work to anyone's interest to go hail it because people will try to figure out how you stopped it, right? So I guess that's one of the things you do when you serve, because the attacks that don't happen, you don't get credit for.
Right, right. You have to be, whether it's all of our intel agencies, the special operations forces, all the FBI, and it's, you know, everybody else, right? They're out there doing incredible stuff all the time.
I get the European command. Tell me about the challenges in the African command.
We just had our commander's conference down there with, you know, General Anderson last week, and clearly, and they're, you know, General Anderson's talking back to the secretary all the time about this, but you have a number of threats that are down there that we collectively are watching very closely and coming up with solutions, but not just the solutions of, hey, it's just U.S. doing it, right? But rather, how do we do this in a way that's different, where the African nations and other nations that are involved down there are all contributing to make sure that we take care of this? So I think we have a really smart, realistic approach to get after some of the problems, but then also the opportunities, right? For us, when we talk about rare earth minerals and everything else, incredible opportunities for investment down there for us to do that. And that's competing with China and Russia.
Right.
Right. All of those things.
Sergeant Major, all these terror groups are still all over Africa. For a guy that fights terrorists for 20 years, is it frustrating?
It is. It is. And it's a complex and dangerous world.
Do you think you understand the mindset at this point? The mindset of the enemy?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's pretty simple. They hate America, and they would kill us all if they could. That's what it really comes down to. And it would take 1,000 years to change that.
But here's what gets me encouraged. I look at Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar. I'm not saying I'm in awe of their governments, but they understood the terrorists were a problem to them. And they changed the curriculum in Saudi Arabia. They're starting to change the curriculum in Gaza. Do you think that's at the root of this? We got to make sure these kids aren't growing up with these beliefs so they don't end up being your problem, General Donahue?
Yeah, I mean, across the board, right, it's not the military's job to do this, but to your point, we got to come up with solutions to change stuff. And you see some good things that are happening out there, right? Clearly, there's positive movement in Syria. You mentioned some of the other ones there. But our job, no matter what, we have to be prepared for anything that
right.
develops or is out there and we have to deal with.
All right, listen, guys, we've got a few more minutes. When we get back, we'll wrap up this hour here from the American the American Forces Network Studios. Don't move. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show from Wiesbaden, Germany.
Real talk, real guests, real insight. Where curiosity meets conversation. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could it be lower testosterone?
Lower T.
Happens to most guys after 40.
I was in the same boat until I started using Nugenix Total T2. Total T2 is the new one I've seen on TV.
Yep, it's the next generation testosterone booster for both free and total testosterone. It's packed with even more man-boosting power, sending nitric oxide levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours.
It actually works?
I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I've got more energy, better results in the gym, and things are even better in the bedroom. Send them a text and get a complimentary bottle.
Text now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one testosterone brand at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, absolutely free. Text SAVVY to 369-369. That's SAVVY to 369-369. SAVVY to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
Final Fantasy VII Remake Intergrade is breaking away from PlayStation starting on January 22nd, landing on the Xbox Series consoles and Nintendo Switch 2. It debunks the long-running rumor that the remake series would stay exclusive to Sony. The 2020 game praised for its retelling of the story of Cloud Strife.
This is a one-time gig. When it's done, we're done.
And his freedom-fighting friends, Avalanche.
He's my bodyguard and a soldier. Pretty cool, huh?
For the right price.
Against the mega corporation Shinra, and also by changing the ending that many gamers knew from the first 1997 version of the game. For survival game, Karn is proving to be a hit after a free trial. The Game Bakers made game is being noted for its climbing over treacherous terrain in the midst of a storm and its resource-based survival. The simulation allows you to climb anywhere on Mount Tenzin and on release, Mount Kami. Adapt your posture, effort, and balance, and if you're not careful, you will fall. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with host Johnny Knoxville, who I joined on set in Vancouver for Fox's reboot series, Fear Factor, House of Fear. I want to start with you hosting this show because it's so perfect.
It does work because, you know, my previous day job.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came into this, I thought maybe I'm going to be agitating the contestants more to rile them up, but I found myself trying to support them more.
The Face Your Fears reboot has 14 contestants competing for $200,000 and living in one house.
A lot of people are carrying things over that happened in the house into the challenges.
What do you tell the contestants? How do you coach them in terms of overcoming their fears? How do you help them?
It's like when I started coaching my son's baseball team when they're little. They didn't even know how to throw. And at that point, I did not know how to tell them how to throw because it's just something I did. It wasn't great advice. I'm like, just do it.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, we got 4 minutes left here until tomorrow's show in Wiesbaden, Germany. In between, I'm going to go to Poland, and they're going to give me an honorary tank. I get to take at least one tank home. We haven't confirmed that, but I'm talking to people. I'm talking to Commanding General Christopher Donahue and Command Sergeant Major Christopher Mullinex, and we're just wrapping up this hour. First off, your main focus, one of our main enemies is Russia. They paid a brutal price because a lot of the strategy that this command came up with Ukraine, along with their great bravery.
Yeah, early on, absolutely. So, and, you know, now our focus is, right now, as far as U.S. Army Europe, is we're watching everything in the world, and we want to develop, and we are doing that right now. Unbelievable things are occurring. You saw some of the drone manufacturing, but we've redesigned our forces to make sure that we can go anywhere in the world and fight any adversary. We just created a drone battalion out of the 3rd of the 5th.
You think robots are coming?
Absolutely.
How close?
In some areas, we're very close, right? If I'm just going to keep it G-rated, but if you watch what Ukraine is doing right now with ground robots, clearly we are watching, observing, and also testing and doing similar things that they're doing. Whatever they're doing, if that's version, we'll just call it 2.0, we're already on 4.0.
Wow. Sergeant Major, we keep hearing about a focus on lethality. Have you noticed the mindset change?
I have, because, you know, when we Russia invaded Crimea, that was our first rotational brigade that came forward, and the focus was on interoperability, and we had companies all over the place doing different things, and we realized, you know what, they're doing a lot of great work, but they're not focused on the right training things. And so when fast forward a little bit, General Donahue came in and said, hey, we're going to focus on making sure that our forces are lethal as possible, minimizing exercises, making sure they're the right exercises, and then making sure ultimately all of our companies get a night live fire.
What was the response from the men and women who serve?
They're like, this is exactly what we signed up to do, is train. Tough, realistic training. And so they love it.
And Brian, when we talk about lethality, let's just cut to the chase. Okay, that means you see your adversary, you find them, and you kill them as quickly as possible, right? You kill anything that can kill you. That's
rules
warfare.
Of engagement too?
Right. Rules of engagement, you know, like rules of engagement are, if you pose a threat, we're going to shoot you and kill you, right? So my point is, whenever we're training these people, we're training them for combat, to make a large-scale combat, all the stuff we've learned.
General Donahue, thanks so much. Command Sergeant Mullinex, thanks so much for all you do. And everybody listening, back in Wiesbaden tomorrow.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first
tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win 7 World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number 7 with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has announced the framework of his new health care plan. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president wants Congress to take up the proposal after lawmakers let tax credits expire. However, the White House provided few details. Under the plan, the government would send money directly to Americans to use in health savings accounts. Critics argue the accounts wouldn't be enough to cover costs for most consumers. The president's plan also focuses on lowering drug prices and requiring insurers to be more transparent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has put limits on ICE agents when confronted by peaceful protesters in Minneapolis.
A U.S. district judge has ruled federal officers in a Minneapolis area immigration operation cannot detain or tear gas peaceful protesters who are not obstructing authorities, including when these people are observing the agents. U.S. District Judge Kate Menendez ruling Friday in a case filed in December on behalf of 6 Minnesota activists. I'm Julie Walker.
Mideast expert Dr. Michael Oren remains skeptical that the demonstrations can really topple the regime in Iran.
Talking about an army of almost 500,000 soldiers, a guard, an Islamic Republican Guard, Revolutionary Guard of close to 500,000 soldiers, plus the besieged. These are these paramilitary thugs. There may be 5 million of them. And so the Iran regime has just begun to fight.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near-freezing temperatures in parts of the South. The National Weather Service said Saturday that below-average temperatures were forecast for the central and eastern part of the country this weekend into early next week. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
An encouraging report about U.S. consumer spending from the holiday season. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman breaks down what consumers spent their money on in November.
People are not buying as many big ticket items. They're pulling back a bit on cars and furniture and home improvements, and yet they're spending more on things like clothes and sporting goods, books, music, hobbies. E-commerce is doing well.
Retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in November, followed in a revised 0.1% decline in October, according to the Commerce Department. Mid-sized cities across the country are increasingly converting one-way streets to two-way routes. Transportation planners view the step as one of the easiest ways to improve safety and make downtowns more alluring to shoppers, restaurant patrons, and would-be residents. Almost all streets initially started as two-way. More news at townhall.com. Striking New York nurses have resumed contract talks with one of the city's major hospital systems.
The New York State Nurses Association says its bargaining team has begun meeting with negotiators at three Mount Sinai hospitals. The union met Thursday night with administrators at New York Presbyterian, but both sides say little progress was made. Talks have not resumed with Montefiore, the third major hospital system impacted. Each hospital is negotiating with the union separately. About 15,000 nurses walked off the job Monday. The affected hospitals have hired thousands of temporary nurses and say their operations have been running smoothly. I'm Mike Hempen.
Breaking with the United States, Canada has reached a tariff reduction deal with China. During a visit to Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Carney announcing that his country has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian products. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. This hour, we're going to talk to Josh Krosshauer and talk about the politics leading up to 2026 election, as well as what's happening as the Senate doesn't seem they're going to be doing anything on health care as the Senate goes to leave town. I think today we'll see if there's a last-minute reprieve. There's some bipartisan bills kicking around about extending the subsidies it's supposed to evaporate and have evaporated and affect about 4 million people in the country. It's important, but it's a failed program that the Republicans have been trying to get rid of, and now they feel as though they'll be hurt by looking like the one party trying to hurt people where it matters most, where they can relate to, and that's with health care. But keep in mind, it's a terrible health care program that has a $6,000 deductible on average. So we'll do that and also talk about this, what's happening overseas. Let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Well, there's no question about it, and the Chinese lose because Venezuela has a huge amount of rare earth materials, and if that turns out to be pro-American rather than pro-Chinese, they just took an enormous hit strategically.
That is so true. Venezuela looks to be playing ball. What's left of the Maduro misfits, showing a willingness to work with the U.S. and crack down on some of the crime in the streets, let out some political prisoners. There's going to be a meeting, though, with the rightful Democratic leader of Venezuela in the Oval Office today. My ears are perked.
Number two.
If you listen to the president's words, it's clear that right now there's a little bit of a pause. He's fixated on the fact that there were no hangings. And so we'll have to see in the days ahead.
Yep, that is Jennifer Griffin talking about Iran not hanging the 26-year-old as symbolic in a pushback against the riots that are causing great damage and unrest in the streets in every province in Iran. But has the moment been missed? Is this Ayatollah going to stay in power? We'll discuss.
Number one.
Tonight I want to share another way you can help. Witness. Help us establish a record of exactly what's happening in our communities. You have an absolute right to peacefully film ICE agents as they conduct these activities.
Oh, thank you for that, Governor. You are so over your head and corrupt. Minneapolis mayhem. Another ICE-related shooting as the city, inspired by its leaders, harass ICE doing their jobs, and as Trump doubles and triples down. Plus, we look at the uncovering of even more massive fraud. And that's where we'll begin. And talk about fraud. I could not believe what we're seeing. And now we're seeing in Minneapolis, this is part of the reason why they're all focused on ICE and they want to make ICE the bad guy, because the fraud is so embarrassing. Nick Shirley, who exposed the healthcare fraud and the daycare fraud, is now focusing on what's happening with truckers and transportation, getting millions of dollars to companies that don't exist. Cut 15.
So you guys were working off of a list here. Did you go to any addresses that had cars that were taking kids to daycares?
No, and I'm being 100% honest. There was not a single location we went to where there was cars that were moving people around Minnesota.
And you were calling the phone numbers, too. Did anybody pick up?
Yeah, well, I mean, like Quality Learning Center, for instance, that phone number went to nowhere. If you make a phone call to any of these locations, I mean, just going to the address is enough. There wasn't anyone even there. There wasn't even signs on a lot of these places. They were apartment buildings, so I mean, phone call wouldn't have done much.
So Nick Shirley is the independent YouTuber who's going to be actually asked to testify in front of Congress. So is the Attorney General. So is Governor Walz. I don't think they're showing up. According to Nick, his last video exposed over $110 million in fraud that Walz dropped to that caused him to drop for a reelection. They found another $16 million, they believe, in fraud in a 51-minute video that was just released as he went around to these different transportation agencies. Cut 16.
You're out on the street. Is it clear that the politicians were clueless? I mean, how could they have not known about this?
Well, they obviously knew because they've enabled it to happen for so long. I mean, for instance, Quality Learning Center, it had over 90 violations, yet they kept giving that daycare millions of dollars. And these transportation companies, I mean, if anyone in Minnesota is watching this right now, they know what I'm talking about, because you drive around Minneapolis and you'll see nobody inside of these transportation vehicles.
I mean, without giving away your logistics, what's next?
Well, I think there's a lot more fraud to be exposed across the country, and there might be more fraud exposed inside Minnesota. There's a lot of fraud, and fraud is very, very, very deep in Minnesota.
And it is. The mayor and governor knee deep in it. And by the way, I'm shocked. They know it, and the attorney general knows it too. And that audio tape of the attorney general saying, hey, you know what? I'll look the other way. If you just give me your votes, we're good on this. Who knows if he's even on the take? Who can see? But maybe the accountability will happen. But just so you know, mostly Somali community. I did a special with Maine yesterday with the whistleblower on Sunday on my One Nation show, 10 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday nights. Maine is a mess, per capita bigger than Minnesota. And then Benny Johnson, looking at the fraud in California, keep an eye on his news feed. He's out there pointing out all the massive fraud, even though this governor says that he was Doge before Elon Musk got there. No one believes that, but that's what they're going with. So the other story is vilifying ICE. Do you think that'll work? Well, I'm one of the people who do not think it would work. And you know who else is? A lot of these so-called political experts on the left. There's this group that's center left. It's called Third Wave. And they put out a memo about everyone chanting abolish ICE. Quote, in the wake of Renee Good's death and a growing number of disturbing immigration enforcement incidents, calls to abolish ICE have once again surged. The impulse is emotional. The slogan is simple, but politically it is lethal. Every call to abolish ICE risks squandering one of the clearest opportunities and handing Republicans exactly the fight they want. This piece argues for a harder, smarter approach. Abolish abuses. Don't abolish ICE. End mass squads roaming American streets. End accountability, use of force. End an enforcement system so opaque that families lose loved ones onto a bureaucratic black box. Couple of things. Number one. That's a center-left-leaning organization, but the whole pushback has to be with skilled politicians, which ICE aren't, being able to say, here are the stats. We had a caller last hour who said, you know, they just made an announcement. You know, some Democrats said only 5% of the people being collected are criminals, and I know that's blatantly not true. 5% are criminals. So they say 72% are criminals. Others have overstayed their visas and ignored recalls where they have to go report. So they got to be taken out. But the other one's criminals, worst first, is it? Someone's got to come forward and explain the discrepancies. Tell me what's wrong with their numbers. Tell me why your number's right. That's why when people say, yeah, I'm for ICE, but they're getting non-criminals, people that support ICE and have other jobs or plumbers and pipe fitters or bankers, whatever, they don't know. They go, really, where'd you hear that? So they got to do a better job telling their story, but they're in the right. And I thoroughly believe that. So we'll discuss it. And the other thing is, when it comes to fraud, I think you're going to find it even in Republican states. But the Republican states are actually acting on it. The governor in Ohio is finding the fraud. The governor Abbott of Texas is policing his own fraud. He's going to expose it. And if it happened under his watch, if it, they were lying to him about certain things, let's hear it. But the big story I wake up to in the middle of the night is another shooting in Minneapolis, and we got to find out what happened. Here's what the Minneapolis police chief said would happen at he's cut one.
At 6:51 p.m., Minneapolis police received a 911 call reporting a shooting on the 600 block of 24 Avenue North. Preliminary information indicates that there was a struggle with a federal agent in front of the resident. During the struggle, the federal agent discharged his weapon, striking one adult male. The adult male then retreated inside of the residence, where he remained inside and refused to come out. Eventually, federal agents made entry into the residence, and the individual was brought to an ambulance where he has been transported to the hospital.
So that is a situation where you have a guy, he runs from the police, then when you catch him, he tries to beat you up. And when he can't, two people come running out of the apartment to help him, not the cop. And that's when he's shot. What do you want him to do? If you didn't do anything wrong and you belong here and you're not a criminal, you don't run. He ran. Deserves everything he got. He's lucky he got shot in the leg. When we come back, we go inside real estate and the economy. Right now, the market is surging up 374 points. Oil and gas is down, but what about the housing market? We'll discuss it with Pierre DeBoss next.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could it be lower testosterone?
Lower T.
Happens to most guys after 40.
I was in the same boat until I started using Nugenix Total T2.
Total T2, the new one I've seen on TV.
Yep, it's the next generation testosterone booster for both free and total testosterone. It's packed with even more man-boosting power, sending nitric oxide levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours.
It actually works?
I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I've got more energy, better results in the gym, and things are even better in the bedroom. Send them a text and get a complimentary bottle.
Text now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one testosterone brand at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, absolutely free. Text SAVVY to 369-369. That's SAVVY to 369-369. SAVVY to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man on Long Island, New York is accused of lying in wait at his estranged wife's home before killing her with a lethal cyanide mix that seared her lungs. Prosecutors in Nassau County, New York say 53-year-old Asif Qureshi busted into his former home after his estranged wife, Alina, left to drop the couple's kids off at school on October 17th. When she returned, they say he jumped from the shadows and suffocated her by putting a rag soaked in cyanide to her mouth, searing her lungs as she took her last breath. The prosecutors then says Qureshi left her body out for the children to discover. The couple's 17-year-old daughter received a phone call that afternoon telling her mother never picked up her little sister from school, sending cops to the family home. Police tied Qureshi to the scene thanks to surveillance video, and he was arrested October 23rd. Last week, he pleaded not guilty to the murder. He'll be back in court February 18th. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is Fox on Justice. The footprint was small, but the fraud was enormous. According to the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah Foley, two Boston bodega owners turned a program designed to feed families into a multi-million dollar criminal enterprise.
The only thing convenient about these stores was how easy it was to commit SNAP benefit fraud.
Prosecutors say the men trafficked nearly $7 million in food stamp benefits. 74-year-old Antonio Bonner, a naturalized U.S. citizen originally from Haiti, redeemed $6.8 million in benefits starting in 2022. 21-year-old Saul Elisme, a legal permanent resident also from Haiti, redeemed more than $120,000 starting in May of this year. Both men are charged with a single count of food stamp fraud, arrested last month. The Trump administration is vowing a nationwide crackdown on fraud. Molly Lyon, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
While they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We had a good supply, and the shield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think the reality is that for centuries we've really treated property as an individualized good and not a collective good. And we are going to transitioning to treating it as a collective good and towards a model of shared equity will require that we think about it differently. And it will mean that families, especially white families, but some POC families who are homeowners as well, are going to have a different relationship to property than the one that we currently have.
So that is Zohram Amdami's, I guess, housing czar, apartment czar, Sia Weaver. And she's basically a raging communist who you got to see her past. She's deleting like crazy, but you have to see her past tweets. It just shows you she has no interest or understanding of capitalism. But yet, she's the perfect one for Zohram Amdami. Not a surprise to Pierre DeBoss, managing partner of Romer DeBoss. Pierre, welcome back. Hearing her has got to alarm you.
Brian, this is exactly what our fear was. When we talked 8 months ago, I said that these housing policies that he has in mind are pure forms of communism. Now, when you use phrases like the collective, what does the collective mean, right? The collective means that we take from private owners, we take control, and we decide how we distribute these assets and the use of these assets. So it's the collective phrase by itself is pure Marxism, right? So what they're trying to do, like, what does that mean we're going to change how housing is viewed and change how housing is operated? That means the government's going to take control of housing, right? right?
Yeah.
And can the government go and repossess your building? No, they can't just say, hey, you know, we're going to enforce eminent domain and we're going to take over your building. But what they're going to do, and it's exactly what we predicted, they're going to create onerous regulations which create distress in the market mm-hmm. with the hopes of taking over buildings that are going to be valued at peanuts on the dollar from what they used to be.
Here's what Mamdani did defending his hiring of this lunatic.
I hired our executive director for the mayor's office to protect tenants, not on the basis of her tweets, but on the basis of the work that she has done. And she has won incredible victories for tenants across not just New York City, but also New York State. And I've been heartened to see the work that she's already done on the job here, where she's helping to coordinate rental ripoff hearings across each one of the five boroughs so that tenants have a place where they can actually come forward to showcase the many fees that they've been charged, the lack of adequate facilities that they've been provided right here in New York City, where the housing crisis is foremost. Top of mind for each and every New Yorker.
So how does that surprise you, and does that affect you?
It doesn't surprise me at all, but it affects the New York City economy, right? Because right now, who in their right mind would invest in New York City commercial real estate in terms of apartment buildings?
Yeah.
Who? We have the most tenant-friendly laws in America as it stands today. We have about a million rent-stabilized units in New York City. There's about 2.3 million rental units in all of New York City.
Right.
So roughly 40% of our stock is stabilized. That's a tremendous amount of affordable housing.
So that means it's never going to go up. So everything life goes up. Inflation's at 2.7%. Everything goes up. Hopefully wages goes up too.
Right.
But you can't have a capitalist system where the rent doesn't go up.
Right. Well, here's the thing, right? Like, you want these landlords to rehab these buildings. You want them to maintain them. You want them to improve them.
With what money?
Precisely. What money? Where are you getting them? You have to get an ROI. There has to be an incentive to invest in your building, and there has to be cash flow, positive cash flow coming in. Rent freezes and all these concepts negate all of that entirely.
Yeah. So you predicted, number one, if he's going to do this, there might be a means to an end. And so if landlords go, if you're going to continue to prosecute me, mm-hmm. if you're going to continue to stabilize me and prevent me from raising rents, I'm going to keep those apartments open. But if you keep those apartments open and you're still not making a profit,
right.
you abandon those properties. You go bankrupt.
But that's what they want. That's their goal, right? Like, this started in 2019. Like, de Blasio spearheaded the most sweeping change in rent regulations in New York City. Cuomo just blindly signed off on it. This was a whole initiative started in that administration. They want these buildings to be devalued to nothing so they can take them over. This is pure destruction by design. This is intentional. This is not like happenstance and, you know, we
so
just
the
want
city
to help
would
tenants.
Have to run that building.
That's right. That's
where
correct.
Are we going to get that money? The city's already in the red.
By the way, it's going to cost billions of dollars to rehab these properties to get them up to the condition you want. The 100,000 units I'm talking about that are vacant right now, they're in dilapidated condition. So you're going to take these over and you're going to spend – where are you getting the money to rehab them? Where?
Well, you're getting it, but you have to take it from other programs, or you're going to raise taxes.
Right.
But you don't raise taxes as a mayor.
That's right.
So I don't know where they're going to go with that. So right now you said that for the most part, people haven't had a mass exodus since he took over.
Mm-hmm.
But these people that he's hiring has got to scare you.
Absolutely. I mean, look, what are we, 10 days into the administration? You know, I mean, this is pure lunacy. I mean, you're seeing the radicals he's hiring. And by the way, like, I mean, people keep saying, don't say the C word, don't say the C word. These are communists. Like, let's stop kidding ourselves, right? These are flat out communists. Like, it's mortifying.
Right. I want you to hear what he also is doing, and that is he's attacking daycare. Absolutely. Daycare has got to be attacked. I think it's a hot issue to parents, working families. I understand it. If you are a single parent, divorced, you got to go to work. I understand it. So him and the president agree on that. But what he's doing is giving it away for free. So you're going to have anything you get for free, I found out in life, will gradually descend into chaos. And that's what he's doing. Here's what he was talking about, Cut 41.
Let us never forget that victories like these are political choices. Governor Hochul and I have made the choice to deliver for working families. We have made the choice to take these steps towards universal child care. We have made this choice to fix 3K, to deliver universal 2Care, to ensure that, as the governor said, the days of empty promises are over.
So and you get it. So we have free daycare starting, and the governor's afraid to go against him.
Right. Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? It sounds so nice, right, in theory, right? Like, yeah. I mean, I have
your rent
children.
Doesn't go up and your daycare is free.
That's right. But where are you getting the money from to pay for all of this, right? Like, where are you getting it? She said she's not raising taxes. You raise taxes, you continue down this with this rhetoric, people will leave, right? Like, they're not leaving now, but, like, people are on the fence. People are waiting and seeing how far extreme this is going to go. The free daycare, yeah, in theory, it sounds wonderful, right? But where do we have the money? This city's already lost how many billions of dollars of tax revenue since the pandemic?
Yeah.
I don't get how you pay for this.
I don't think he really worries about that too much. I think that he just says, I'm going to get another $9 billion out of the wealthy. Now, let me ask you, when it comes to some of the banks, these bigger banks, they have not had their sit down for the most part with Zoran Mamdani. What are they waiting to hear? You're dealing with a lot of people that need financing.
Of course. I mean, look, he came aggressive with his campaign, right? And everybody who runs for office, they always promise you the world. I think a lot of people, it's the same concept. That it's waiting and seeing how far they try to go with this, right? Like, let him come into office, see what he does. And, I mean, look, again, we're 10 days in, 12 days in. You know, they're taking a wait-and-see approach.
How many? You said there's 100,000 empty empty apartments. Are these affordable for the most part? Are they high-end?
No, they're rent-stabilized. These are apartments. These are apartments that you could be bringing onto the market. Like I said before, like, if I came up with a housing plan to create 100,000 affordable housing units, Utah has a genius. And they're out there. All you need is reasonable regulation that incentivizes landlords to maintain them in a certain condition and rehab them, put them on the market where there's some sort of an ROI with reasonable regulatory environment so they don't go up to fair market value. That's it.
Right. I mean, and the other thing is, too, is you just want to maybe bring in the landlords and not just talk to the renters. Find out what their biggest contention is. Also, the investors. Find out what made you invest. Mm-hmm. Why did you stop?
How do you keep the momentum and the motivation to continue investing? Without the investment capital coming in, we have nothing.
The GDP is growing at 5.2%. Mm-hmm. A lot of that money traditionally went to places like New York and California. I hope it does stay here, but it's not as if these politicians have earned it. Pierre, thanks so much. Wilmer DeBoss.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Reading Online Marketing Finance.
fresh results, top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
Okay. This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show?
We have been notified and pretty strongly, but we'll find out what that all means. But we've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping, and it's stopped, and it's stopping. And there's no plan for executions or executions. So I've been told that on good authority. We'll find out about it. I'm sure if it happens, we'll all be very upset.
So the President of the United States saying there'll be no hanging, and they said there was no killing in Iran. But I don't know. I know what. The 26-year-old, a very specific person, they were going to have a show hanging to scare everybody from protesting. And as much as we've seen this protest in 09 and in 19, we have not seen anything like this. People say that we're at a place we have not seen before. And even the foreign minister on with Bret Baier last night admitted it started because of the economic distress that the whole country's in because of the ineptness of their government. Dennis Ross is a William Davis Distinguished Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, author of Statecraft 2.0, and one of the most respected Middle East minds we have in America. Ambassador, welcome back. Has the window passed for the overthrow of this government?
I don't think the window has passed, because I want to pick up on what you were saying. What makes this different this time is just the fundamental failure in the delivery of basic governance. You have a country that can't provide water. There is nothing more basic than that. During the summer, you had 6 to 7 hours a day where water wasn't available in a city like Tehran, where temperatures routinely ran over 100 degrees Fahrenheit for more than 3 weeks at a time. Water is not available, I said, doesn't get more basic than that. A country that produces natural gas and oil, right now, they have to have electricity cutoffs, again, multiple hours a day, in a way that it's hard to fathom if you produce natural gas and oil. And the irony is now, again, because of the corruption, the mismanagement, the ineptness, the word you use, which is quite apt, they are burning diesel in their power plants because they can't get sufficient natural gas to their power plants, so you can't breathe the air. The currency has absolutely no value. 1.5 million reals to the dollar. The official exchange rate was supposed to be like 42,000. What started this were the merchants, the bazaaris. By the way, go back to 1978, 79. What started the fall of the Shah was the bazaaris going on strike. The same thing here, because you can't sell, you can't buy, people can't get basic foodstuffs, and this regime has no answers. They can kill, and they're doing it. When the president says, you know, they said they're not going to be killing, they don't do the execution. If there's no killing, the regime will fall. So there will be more killings. Now, what's happened now, they put large forces on the street. People are now, I would use the term shuttering in place. They're not going out. Doesn't mean it won't happen again. But the truth is, the regime only exists on the basis of coercion. The regime needs the people to be basically governed by fear. There is a, even though they've killed very large numbers of people, I'm not sure the fear has disappeared. I think it's all connected to a regime that has no answers, a regime that continues to squander the few resources it has on a regional proxy network that has largely been devastated, a regime that committed at least half a trillion dollars over the years to a nuclear infrastructure, which has all now been set back dramatically. The weakness on the outside translates into a weakness on the inside. So even if they're able to suppress their population right now, the days of this regime are numbered. If not now, in the coming year. If not in the coming year, the next year. What's going to happen, Brian, is you, the people who are doing, who are shooting the protesters are people themselves who don't have access to water. They have the same problem with power outages, same problem when they can't buy anything. The leaders of the besieged, the militia, or the Revolutionary Guard, or the regime itself, they have no problem with any of that. They have no problem with money. They can get whatever they want. And the fact is, sooner or later, the people who are called on to shoot the demonstrators, their own families are facing all these same shortages, knowing the regime has no answer.
So Iran is issuing a threat against President Trump, saying, showing the picture of him getting shot in the ear in Butler, and saying this time it will not miss the target, as if they were involved in the shooting. And then the foreign minister wants us to all believe this, cut 25, I'm sorry.
After that 10 days, for 3 days, we had completely different story. A terrorist operation, when terrorist elements led from outside, you know, entered this, you know, protest and started to shoot, you know, police forces, police officers and security forces. There were terrorist cells. They came in. They used Daesh-style terrorist, you know, operations. They got police officers, burned them alive, they beheaded them, and they started shooting at police officers and also to the people. So as a result, for 3 days, we had, in fact, fighting against terrorists and not, you know, with the protesters. It was completely a different story.
So do you believe that?
Let's put it this way. If that was the truth, why has Iran completely shut down the internet? Why has it stopped basically all telecommunications? If that was the case, they're trying to keep the truth from their own people. They're trying to prevent their own people from being able to communicate. If this was really an outside kind of agitation that was producing, at first it wouldn't produce tens of thousands of people on the street. It wouldn't be involved in every single province. All 31 provinces of Iran are being shaken by these protests. This is, talk about a grassroots upheaval. This isn't fomented from the outside. This is being driven entirely from the inside. And again, I just repeat, if this is from the outside, tell me why you have to shut down the internet and not only blind your own people to what's going on, but try to cut off all information to the outside world. If you had nothing to hide, you wouldn't be trying to hide everything.
So the our allies in the Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, saying to us, please don't bomb. We don't want the unrest. Or do they not want the idea of the people rising up overthrowing government?
I think that's unsettling for them, for sure. Although, I mean, I don't think it's an equivalent situation, because The fact is they actually do deliver good governance.
Yes.
It's just the opposite.
And then Iran's their enemy.
Right. But what's the fear is this. The fear is we will hit Iran. They can't really do enough to us, but they can hit our friends. And there's not a lot that we'll be able to do from them hitting our friends. I understand the psychology, but I would just sort of say we've learned something a long time ago. When you try to buy calm, all you're doing is postponing the point when you'll face the storm. So I understand it. Look, if you're sitting there and you would prefer, you know, your whole focus, if you look at the Saudis, the Emiratis, their whole focus is on transforming their countries and their economies, the effort at modernization. Everything they're doing is exactly what countries should be doing in the Middle East. It creates a new model that your purpose is to deliver good governance. That's what they're trying to do, develop economies that are digitally driven, use AI, become leaders in all of this. That's what they want, and they understand, and this is fair. You need calm to be able to do that. The problem is the sooner this regime in Iran disappears, the better it is for everybody. They will reap the benefit of it. There's one other factor I would say. It's a paradox. They see now Iran is much weaker. Iran is much less capable of threatening anybody. Their whole regional proxy network can't intimidate or coerce the way it could. So, again, they think, look, if we have calm,
no Syria as an ally.
They're not a threat. Yeah. I mean, Syria was a threat. So now they look at this as an environment that has been transformed. A weak Iran, from their standpoint, and there's a point here, is better than a chaotic Iran. A completely failed state where who knows what goes. That's, I think, is also part of their calculus. But again, I would say, think about the following, Brian. This regime falls. What happens in Iraq? Suddenly all the Shia militias there, no, they don't have, they're
yes.
being backed by Iran. They lose that. You change the balance of forces within Iraq, much for the better. What happens in Lebanon? Hezbollah understands, okay, there's no longer any kind of lifeline from Iran. They have to basically readjust their own behavior. You give the Lebanese government, which is moving in fits and starts, much more of an incentive to reestablish Lebanese sovereignty. Syria doesn't face the Iranian effort to try to produce an insurgency against the new regime. I mean, you're facing a Middle East that changes much for the better. By the way, again, I come back. This regime may not fall now, but its days are numbered. If it's not now, it'll be sometime in the coming year because let's say they succeed in suppressing the protests right now. They may. They may have killed enough people that for the time being, the public needs a respite. Nothing that has produced in the first place will change, so something will trigger a new bound.
Well, the 86-year-old could die, too, the Ayatollah, and that might be an opening.
Look, I will say this. Before this round of protests, my view about the possible collapse of the regime was tied to succession. Because in an authoritarian regime where there are no rules for what happens in succession, the competition is in the elite itself, not with the public, but in the elite itself. And someone in the elite will decide, look, the way we'll gain an advantage and gain a sense of legitimacy is by reaching out to the public to show we'll deliver something. When that happens, then you have conflict within the elite. That's when the potential for real change comes. So that was my anticipation, my analysis prior to these protests. But these protests, given the character of the protests, given the scope of the protests, given the fact that it's not just all the provinces, it's also the countryside. The rural areas, as you know, are always more conservative socially. And they were the base politically of this regime. This regime had, I would say, 30% support from the population. It resided principally in the rural areas. Well, even that's gone now. So that's why I'm saying its days are numbered. I don't know if it happens now. Maybe it doesn't happen now, but it's going to happen. It's coming.
So armed Kurdish separatist groups tried to cross into Iran from Iraq in recent days, stoking fears that the country's spiraling unrest has attached dangerous foreign militants who could destabilize the wider region. And if you talk about the Kurds on the move and expanding, that gets Turkey unsettled, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, we're seeing an interesting reality, and it comes back to the question you asked about the Gulf states, but this probably relates to Turkey as well. They prefer come in the near term. I understand it. It's completely understandable. But again, you're buying a short-term calm. And all it does is build up greater pressures for what could be a bigger upheaval later on. So sometimes you basically have to say, if we take this step now, we are avoiding what is a much bigger blow-up later.
Dennis, real quick, we move on to phase two in Gaza, and that means Hamas has to disarm. Where do you think we're at? I mean, we're doing everything possible to do this orderly. We got the world involved, setting up a peace council, trying to get an international force. What do you hear?
I think we're still not there yet in terms of an international force that will play the kind of role, but I also think we're at an interesting point. It's interesting that Hamas doesn't like to be isolated. And if we play this the right way, and what I mean by that, I mean we should be establishing public criteria right now for what a credible process on disarmament will look like. I think Hamas will try to put some kind of show that will be a sham. There should be first a division between the kinds of weapons that threaten Israel and the kinds of weapons that preserve Hamas control. So the former are, you know, the rockets, the anti-tank missiles, the mortars, the RPGs. Those should be the first phase. And there should be a time schedule for and a location for where each of these disarming moves or decommissioning takes place. The second phase needs to involve the AK-47s and Kalashnikovs. So those don't threaten Israel, but they give Hamas the ability to control the population. That has to be the second phase. Again, you have to find locations. The key to this is going to be putting very significant pressure on Turkey and Qatar to put pressure on the external Hamas to ensure they do this. Now, once you do that, then Israeli withdrawal can begin to take place, and also reconstruction can begin to place. One last point on this. The Israeli zone is 53%. It's called the green zone in Gaza. The Hamas control zone is 47%. But only 30,000 of the 2 million Gazans live in the Israeli green zone. So you can begin to try to redo reconstruction in the green zone, but it affects very few people. If you're going to allow large numbers to move in, Hamas will infiltrate the movement from the red zone to the green zone. So the Board of Peace, the Executive Committee, this Technocratic Palestinian Day-to-Day Governance Committee, and even the International Stabilization Force, they need to be able to operate also in the red zone. The most important thing is to show you have an alternative to Hamas.
Yeah.
I would have preferred that the Board of Peace would have been created much sooner, because Hamas has entrenched itself and they've been able to say, hey, there's not an alternative to us. We need to use this alternative to show the public in Gaza, okay, Hamas is not inevitably going to control Gaza forever. Now we have a process that is moving in that direction.
My sense is that they don't, the Israelis will go back in and they don't have to worry about the health of the hostages this time. Dennis Ross, thanks so much. There's so much going on, and there's nobody better to talk to. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, as always.
You got it. Back in a moment.
Real talk, real guests, real insight. Where curiosity meets conversation. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RAIN5 to get up to a $5 cash back bonus on your first tank. That's code RAIN5 for up to a $5 cash back bonus.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could it be lower testosterone?
Lower T.
Happens to most guys after 40.
I was in the same boat until I started using Nugenix Total T2.
Total T2, the new one I've seen on TV.
Yep, it's the next generation testosterone booster for both free and total testosterone. It's packed with even more man-boosting power, sending nitric oxide levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours.
It actually works?
I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I've got more energy, better results in the gym, and things are even better in the bedroom. Send them a text and get a complimentary bottle.
Text now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one testosterone brand at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, absolutely free. Text SAVVY to 369-369. That's SAVVY to 369-369. SAVVY to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, everyone. It's Candace Cameron Bure.
Hey, everyone. It's Phil Sims.
It's Dolores Catania.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kix Brooks.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Rob Paulson.
I'm Ryan Serhant.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Palizzi.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
What's up, guys? It's Nia Sue, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Based on the science, can men get pregnant? That's a yes or no question. It really is, I think.
I think you're trying to reduce the complexity of a lot.
I'm not. I'm trying to get, it's not complex. I'm trying to get to an answer, and I'm trying to test, frankly, your veracity as a medical professional and as a scientist. Can men get pregnant?
I think you're also conflating male and female with...
No, I'm not conflating male and female. They're two different things. There's biological men and there's biological women. And I want to know, can men get pregnant?
What you were talking about is biological...
You're not going to answer my question.
Biological.
So this loser of a woman, her name is Dr. Nisha Verma, an OBGYN, wants to talk about gender issues, but won't say something as basic as, of course, a man can't get pregnant. Then they talk about a living uterus and all that. Uterus live in women, okay? Men can't get pregnant. We used to be afraid to say that. I never used to be. You never used to be. But people are like, don't get involved. Because, you know, you got Ketanji Brown, the Supreme Court Justice, would not tell you what a woman is. Remember? Cut 44.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
She should recuse herself from the whole debate on these transgenders in sports issues. Because if she doesn't know what a woman is, how are we supposed to have her rule on this? This is how crazy this world is. ICE is the problem, and we and men can give birth. Great to be an American.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could it be lower testosterone?
Lower T.
Happens to most guys after 40.
I was in the same boat until I started using Nugenix Total T2.
Total T2, the new one I've seen on TV.
Yep, it's the next generation testosterone booster for both free and total testosterone. It's packed with even more man-boosting power, sending nitric oxide levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours.
It actually works?
I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I've got more energy, better results in the gym, and things are even better in the bedroom. Send them a text and get a complimentary bottle.
Text now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one testosterone brand at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, absolutely free. Text SAVVY to 369-369. That's SAVVY to 369-369. SAVVY to 369-369.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.